Radio FUBAR. Radio F***ed up beyond all recognition. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new greatest thing on the internet, Studio FUBAR.
Does internet porn know you're cheating on it?
With your hosts, the loud one, Matt Reefer.
His mind brain is permanently rejecting his real identity!
Peter Johnson.
I love that I have an erection that didn't involve homeless people.
But for obvious reasons, we call him Pete. Mr. Producer.
I'm spooning a Barrett 50 cal. I could kill a building.
And the only person who can put up with all of this, Mr. Producer's wife, Tink.
Oh, it's like my heart's being gripped by the icy fingers of some terrifying ghost of honeymoon future.
All right, everybody, this is part two of what's turning out to be a three-part episode 10. So check this out and then tune in tomorrow for the next bit.
I loved it.
Topics because the three of us went to go see Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
And we didn't hate it. You guys didn't go to see it again, did you?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's getting so, like, now that it's sinking in, people are starting to hate it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that
I agree with you.
Sorry, I didn't know where you were going with there. Oh,
well,
is this another?
I was going, yeah, another clip here. How it should have ended. Now, thinking through the movie, I'm trying to think of like places in the movie where like Ultron should have just destroyed him.
The ship battle?
Basically, right at the very beginning when he walks into the place, yeah. He should have came in with a fucking machine gun and just...
Yeah, you know? Got them all. Yeah. Right.
Says, you guys don't know who I am yet. Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, really.
Yeah.
There's two parts to this, by the way.
I had strength.
I'm right. This is where he's making, like, the copies of himself.
Yeah. You know?
All our work is gone. Ultron deleted everything, and now he's in the internet.
If he's in the internet, he can do anything.
Hey, guys, I can't check my emails.
He changed all our passwords.
It's about their iPhones. He changed all the
passwords. Yeah. It gets worse. Ultron shut off the cable.
This is all your fault. How are we supposed to watch Game of Thrones now, Tony?
We got no cable. We got no internet. Rage.
Easy, big guy. The sun is getting real low.
I'm calling in Veronica.
You think I don't know about Veronica?
I have care of you.
Okay.
Dad, I'm sorry. I still love the Hulkbuster armor. That shit was fantastic.
Right. Hey, let's see how fast I can buy the parts for a new Veronica.
Money gone.
That's evil.
He's using our technology against us. All the traffic lights are green.
I can handle this. War Machine, coming at you.
Don't worry, I got it.
Oh, your suits don't work either.
This is bad. This is very, very bad.
Stop! What did you do? What did you do?
We have to save these people!
Yeah, they never really did talk about that. He was in the internet,
mm-hmm.
And he didn't completely destroy
fuck
the world
with everything,
that way.
Yeah. Launch missiles, mess with banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Have dirty emails between Putin and Obama.
Because, I mean, the way we're interconnected now, he could have taken out 95% of the planet just from being in the internet.
Yeah.
People, everyone, get in the Quinjet.
I hope you don't mean this Quinjet.
Oh,
just sent them on endless goose chases while I evolved and made my Earth-destroying meteor. They never even stood a chance.
The villain pub.
So when is this meteor supposed to hit?
Oh, sometime about now.
He said no.
Wait, what?
That's where he's in the bar.
Did you hear something?
Of course, Batman survives the meteor.
Of course.
Because he's Batman. Batman. I'm Batman.
How in the world?
Never mind. We'll talk later.
Still drinking his coffee.
It's because I'm...
Batman.
Part two.
Yes. How in the world?
Yeah. Well, the great thing about it is that they blow up the coffee house. Mm-hmm. And, like,
he's still Superman, sitting there drinking his coffee.
Yeah, the chair, Batman, and the coffee are still like that. And Superman comes flying back in and going, how in the...
Never mind.
Batman, what the... Oh, he's gone.
Hey, do you mind if I study the scepter for a few days?
Of course. I do not see any harm in leaving it in your hands rather than just taking it straight to Asgard right now.
Do not let him...
Do not let him study the scepter.
Right. Superman shows up.
He's developing Ultron.
Study that scepter!
Thor, you promised me danger. So far all that's happened is you've undressed and gotten into this cave pool. Can't help but feel like something's missing.
I'm having a vision!
Alright, I'm out. We have to do something! Does anyone know how to stop a runaway train?
I got it! Just your friendly neighborhood Marvel Universe Spider-Man!
He's on the back with his like this.
Yep.
Slow it down.
Is that the best you can do?
This is the best I can do.
Probably not a question you want to ask Ultron.
Yeah.
It's just what I want. All of you. It's all.
Do you want to take a wild guess?
No.
They had Ultron?
Yeah.
And all of the other Ultrons?
Yeah.
And then they all went into a big circle. And then fell out. You want to guess?
What?
What?
Batman.
Those two are my children.
Oh.
But we are called mutants.
Magneto.
Yeah.
See, oh, Magneto shows up.
That see exactly, yeah. Because like, think about that. Like, hey, oh shit. We got this thing that's made out of fucking metal.
I'm Ultron and I'm unbeatable. Meet Magneto.
Yeah.
Stop right there. I have this man that would love to meet you. They call him the Master of Magnetism.
He got a boner when he saw Wolverine. Imagine when he sees Ultron.
Imagine when he sees...
Look at all that metal inside you. Look at all them robots.
Imagine when he sees 1,000 Ultrons.
No, that's what I'm saying. He gets there and goes, oh, yes. This is going to be hilarious. Just... And all the bolts come flying out. Just beretted him. Just...
That's where he just goes, hey, guys, watch this. Right, now Hawkeye's got the kid running with the thing.
Well, the best part about that is once the bolts come out, he can then, well, okay, well, yeah, you probably needed those. Well, have them back.
Yeah. All right, now this is Hawkeye running through with the kid in his arms. Huh? Yeah, where he stops time. Or slows down how Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Slows down and just starts pushing the bullets out of the way instead of...
Getting
shot by him, yeah. says, but this is how it really should have ended. So you've got Iron Man, Thor, and...
Vision?
Vision. Just all blasting them. You know, yeah. Iron Man's got... his right, and then Thor's got his hammer hitting him with that, and Vision's got the
Infinity
forehead,
gem.
The Infinity Gem, yeah, just blasting him,
just blasting his ass to death, yeah.
And this is how it really should have ended.
What? Why are you stopping?
I thought you were stopping.
Yeah, are we not stopping?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually something you pointed out about that. It's like, you've got a fucking lightning just...
Right?
Son of a language.
And then the strongest Ultron was dead. So we finished saving the world again.
Yeah, we did.
The age of Ultron is over.
I wouldn't call that an age.
Yeah, that was more like a week.
That point taken.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the fact that it came from Batman.
No, that came from Superman.
Superman. It was more like a week.
Setback of Ultron.
Hey.
That's how we roll.
Can you imagine if you...
The age of Ultron is over.
I wouldn't call that an age.
Yeah, that was more like a week at best.
More like the minor setback of Ultron.
Hey, that's how we roll.
Can you imagine if you let Big Ultron get away for just a little bit longer?
One of us might have died. We can't have that.
Well, congratulations this time. You stopped an evil robot by creating a superhero that is pure and good and shoots lasers and is red, yellow, and blue and flies. Sounds familiar.
Do you want to ask me if I bleed? No, but this guy's going to.
He's trying to pick a fight with me. It's not going to work.
Oh, yes, it will. You are going to bleed.
You mean just like your parents?
Oh, I'm really mad, bro.
Now. Nobody wants a civil war. Right?
Oh, no. No, wait, man. We're all friends.
I just got
it.
We're bad.
I think that sounds kind of cool.
Fucking Tony Stark.
Hey, you want to know my secret identity?
Not really.
Girl, your accent is so bad, you make me want to be good. Oh, wait, I already am. Because I'm afraid of bats! Bats everywhere! Get them away from me! It's so terrifying!
That's fantastic.
She hit him with the thing... Yeah. That's what caused him to do that. Is she Scarlet Witched him to make him
nice.
The worker, you shall
myself.
Uh-oh. Now they're going into that here.
I'll do it myself.
Yes.
You want to...
Yeah, it's the Thanos.
Yeah.
Right. But what they... Remember at the end of the movie where he says, fine, he'll do it himself.
Yeah.
And then they leave it there.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like they continue the scene here.
Oh.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Yes, you will. Because if you want to work here, you shall do my bidding. Now plunge with all of your hatred. Yes. I can feel your anger.
And it's the Emperor.
Yep. But he's
Thanos
the owner of the villain pub.
Oh, real life villain pub. That would actually be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think I think the part they didn't really hit home in that fucking movie is that the intelligence of Ultron was exclusively based on Tony Stark.
Yeah.
So all of it was his arrogance and his over the top. Yeah, I could just build robots and fuck with the internet, or I can make a really big fucking complicated piece of machinery to end the world in one go.
Right, yeah. Basically, Ultron would have been like if Tony Stark were an evil genius.
Right, exactly. If Stark wasn't just an asshole, but trying to do good.
It's almost like if he used his doctorates to bring about the doom of mankind, he would almost be like a doom.
Right.
A doctor that specializes in doom.
A doctor of doom, if you would say.
Yeah, we don't have any of those in the Marvel universe. Except for the guy that gets his ass kicked by the four worst superheroes.
Well, this is the part where I tell you all about my evil plan.
That was fantastic.
Like, yeah, yep, that's the Tony Stark move. Like, I'm just going to shoot you.
I remember when that happened, the three of us just...
fucking laughed.
Basically just lost it.
The whole theater lost it.
That was...
I'm going to monologue. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because that's that's exactly what started... Yeah, you got me monologuing. Fuck you. No, that's stupid. I wasn't doing that.
I was thinking about it, and I was trying to come up with... some actual criticisms of that movie, because everybody seems to hate it. And the one point that I kept coming back to is that throwing Andy Serkis in there was not even relevant to the plot. The scene with Ultron and him, it kind of felt forced in. It didn't need to be there. It was a setup for Black Panther, which I get, but they could have done better hinting at Wakanda. They could have kept some of it a mystery.
Yeah.
Because...
although they didn't, at least they didn't have the Black Panther like show up to save their ass and then leave.
No, I agree. But you introduced a villain from Black Panther. Only the fans got it. Nobody in the movie really understood who that guy was or his significance. They just thought he was a weapons dealer, and you gave him all this face time.
Well, they got to set up the next movie.
No, that's what I was saying. They could have.
Wait a minute. Are they doing a Black Panther?
Yes.
Movie?
Yes. They okay. Absolutely. Yeah. It's later. It's like 2 or 3 years down the road. But what I'm saying is that. Introducing the villain without any hint that the hero counter might exist, the fans in the audience know who Black Panther is.
Right.
And that's his arch nemesis.
Well, but he didn't
have the over-the-top fur costume and everything that he normally does. So nobody, unless you're a fan of the comic book, you didn't make the connection. Yeah. It was a setup for fans and nobody else.
Right. Well, we talked about that when it came out. I'm like, finally they bring up Wakanda.
Yeah.
Other than like the 10 seconds that it got
in Captain America, where
they didn't even really mention Wakanda, they just said that it was a rare metal, you know, blah blah blah. So it was the first time that they mentioned Wakanda specifically.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was thinking about it. They could have mentioned leave Andy Serkis out and mention that now that there's an interest in adamantium, we're seeing a lot of stuff come out of Wakanda.
Right.
Like some sort of dialogue that hints that there's a lot going on in this mystical world that people don't even believe it exists.
Well, but then you couldn't have but then you couldn't have had the scene with Hawkeye saying I've
What?
The where Hawkeye like basically stabs the bitch with the
oh yeah, he shocks her. The combat of that scene, like going there and invading his adamantium supplier or where he's getting the adamantium from. Perfect.
Really
the combat was great. The showdown was great. But the Andy Serkis scene, it was just...
pointless.
You're forcing me to recognize that character.
I really hate to admit it, but I loved Hawkeye in this movie.
Yeah. No, Hawkeye was awesome.
I just kept thinking, I'm like, don't
of course,
kill him.
I decided,
he better not die. You don't set up a character this well and then kill him.
Of course, I decided to walk out and take a piss right when they went to his house. So I don't know how they got there or anything like that.
They flew there.
Okay, they flew there, but they showed up, and all of a sudden, you know, they're talking about like Hawkeye's wife, and I'm like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he kept them hidden.
Right.
Fury worked really hard to make sure that was like one of his big agreements.
Okay, so Fury knew about the
Like you and Natasha get to know about this. Nobody else knows they exist. Period. They're not on the books. They're not on the records. Nothing.
It's in Nick Fury's brain. Not even on the in the
and
in
Natasha's
the,
brain.
Yeah,
the two people he thinks he can trust with that secret, and that was brilliant. I'm like, cool. That actually
it makes total sense for a fucking paranoid spy like Nick Fury.
And hearing Joss talk about Hawkeye in the first movie, where he was like, he seems like a guy that seems like he's trying not to be affected by it, but he really is affected by all this. Bringing that into the second movie was fucking brilliant because like that's how he stays sane. He has a grounded thing.
The only thing that I don't like
now, the funny thing about Hawkeye is that I hated him in every other movie, but I really liked him in this one.
Yeah. The thing I
didn't like him in the first Avengers either. I'll agree with that.
Yeah,
it was everybody was like, "What's
but
he
maybe
doing?"
It's
there?
Because I didn't like Jeremy Renner because of the Hurt Locker. I hated the fucking Hurt Locker with a passion.
Yeah. Don't blame you.
So,
one of the issues
I think the first movie with
speaking
him
of homoerotic scenes in military movies. I get that some dudes fucking wrestle and shit, but that's like you got to imagine there's be 10 guys having a tournament right. fucking marine giggles, not two sweaty guys wrestling in the room with the hick over in the corner drinking. Right. Like, this is the start of a really weird porno.
Yeah. But I did like Hawkeye in this particular movie.
That's the other YouTube video we got to do. We got to cut that scene from the Hurt Locker and put Playing with the Boys over it and then post it on YouTube. Like, no other audio either, just Playing with the Boys.
The one issue I had with Age of Ultron was just a little bit of mishandling from Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch. They kind of felt unnecessary characters in, like, they could have done all of that without them. And
yeah, you're right. I mean, because really, other than that one battle scene that we were just talking about,
yeah, they just kind of felt like they're only Age Ultron pawns. I was like, you could literally make fucking someone else. Right. You could find someone else,
right? Because in the final battle, Scarlet Witch does shit.
Yeah,
and Quicksilver dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that people were critiquing Joss Whedon for, because it felt like he was setting up Hawkeye to die.
Yeah.
And so this is actually Marvel saying, no, you can't kill off Jeremy Renner.
Right. But what we're wondering is really, honestly, what was the point of the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver,
right.
except
I agree.
For that one scene?
They were setting them up for the next Avengers movie and other movies. But
and really, you know, because we talked about this before, where we're talking about OP sons of bitches. Scarlet Witch is an OP some bitch.
Yeah. She is a fucking game changer.
Scarlet Witch can sit in the background. You can never see her, and she can basically change the fucking universe.
She stopped the fucking mutant gene from working in the House of M comic books. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what I mean. She can basically, she can be sitting in her living room. All of a sudden, one day, decide, you know what? The mutant gene sucks. Boom.
Yeah.
You know. Of course, that wouldn't fuck with the current MCU because Tony Stark's not a superhero.
Which is another thing that pisses me off about this.
Tony
it was Stark's, not necessary right. to bring them in without,
right.
like...
Tony Stark's not a superhero.
Yeah, yeah.
Or genetically modified
superhero. He's a guy in a suit.
Right. Why did Ultron need them?
Captain America is not a genetically... he's genetically superior, but he's not like a
mutant.
He's
not superhuman.
Right. What's her name?
Natasha.
Natasha's not a superhero, and neither is Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And neither is the Hulk.
Yeah.
And Thor's basically just an alien.
Right. So her taking out the X gene wouldn't affect... Any of the Avengers.
Not a one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have to kind of, because they don't have the rights to bring mutants into this at all.
Then let's remember they changed her power completely too.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm wondering reality manipulation to mind manipulation.
Right. I'm wondering why they needed to I really wonder why they needed to bring that into the Marvel MCU, because up until this point, it had always been
Maggie Gyllenhaal needed a paycheck. And they weren't going to make Kick-Ass 3 soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. Up until this point, it would pretty much been hit shit really hard until it breaks.
Oh, the Superman tactic.
Right. But really, that's what the MCU had been up until this point, is hit shit really hard until it breaks. Now you've brought in magic.
Which they are going to do. They could have, like, if they wanted to bring in magic, they could have flipped the spots of Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I'm waiting the... Doctor Strange
know,
is my favorite
it's your
Marvel.
Favorite.
Yes.
Yeah. And after that casting, I'm like, this has got to be good.
I
don't fuck
do
this
not
up.
Think they could have got anybody else to do it.
Benedict
Cumberbatch is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Before
Strange.
They picked him, we probably could have come up with like 5 or 6 realistic picks. And then they say Benedict Cumberbatch. You're like, nope. Those are all irrelevant.
Those are all shit.
Well, the problem is that half of the people that you would pick to be Doctor Strange are already in the MCU.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, if I was going to pick anybody else to be Doctor Strange, it would have been fucking Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. It's out of the ball, and I don't know the character that well, but based on looks and kind of mysticism and seriousness, and the only problem, he's too old now.
Well,
Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
He's the only person I could see being a straight-laced, magical,
right? But the thing, but the thing is, though, you got to remember about Doctor Strange is that until he becomes Doctor Strange, he's basically a medical version of Tony Stark.
Yeah,
he's the best at what he does. He knows it.
Yeah,
he's that's a cocky ass son of a bitch.
I wasn't aware. I'm not defending myself, but and out of just lack of familiarity, the character just looks. Yeah. And temperament, I would have brought Liam Neeson.
Right. Yeah. No, basically, until he becomes Doctor Strange, he's basically Tony Stark on the medical side.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Benedict Cumberbatch, I think, is going to do a kick-ass job.
He is going to nail.
But really, if it wasn't.
The cerebral, asshole, arrogant.
You've seen Sherlock, right?
I have not.
Yeah, it's the same fucking character.
Well,
It's very similar character.
Right.
That's because he nails arrogance in Sherlock, and it's that self-sure.
But Doctor Strange
doesn't even think it's arrogance. It's just me. I'm the best.
Right. Right. And Doctor Strange. Well, you see, the thing about Doctor Strange is that his name is actually Doctor Strange.
It's
not a nom de clore that he came out with.
Yeah. Yeah.
His name is actually Strange,
and he's a doctor. Yep.
So, it's a pretty strange name.
Right. So, until he becomes
Coral.
Right.
It's a strange name, Coral.
And honestly, that might be the reason why they brought in the Scarlet Witch to introduce magic into the MCU so they could bring in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
You know.
But because they could have done that with Daredevil because they've already brought that in with Daredevil.
Daredevil didn't have shit to do with music or magic.
Yeah, bullshit. Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
Stick actually is one the Chinese chick is actually one of the one of the guys
we're talking about the MCU, not the comics.
Yeah, exactly. Daredevil is part of that,
right? But he's not magic. He's just got like sonar and shit.
Stick's powers are
who the fuck is Stick?
The dude that trained him, the old dude, the blind motherfucker.
He's fucking dead.
No, he's
not. In the TV series?
No, he's not.
In the TV series?
No, he's
the
not.
The Netflix series. Sorry, whatever.
The Netflix series.
Remember,
yeah.
we have three different versions of Daredevil right now.
Right.
So this is the part that everybody's confused about right now. You have
specific,
the Netflix. Ben Affleck, and you have the comic book. We don't have a decent MCU Daredevil right now, so let's not bring it in.
The Netflix is part of the MCU.
It's part of
the
MCU.
They've already said that.
Okay, fine. It's a part of it, but.
Right. So that's what we have to go after for the MCU that we're talking about.
Right.
Is the Netflix series.
Right.
He died.
So they have an...
Stick is not dead.
Stick died.
No, he didn't.
All right, Matt might know something you don't, Frank.
I watched the entire series,
Did I. Stick did not die.
Is it over? Or are they not making it?
No, they're making more.
Making more. Stick is not dead. Stick is the dude... okay.
Because I'll tell you...
What are Stick's powers?
Start with that.
He's got the same powers as Daredevil.
So that's not a superpower or magic.
Right. Stick trained Daredevil.
But... the group that he's working with is...
There we go.
Haven't got into that yet.
That's what he's saying, though.
In this universe...
They
have not introduced that yet.
Also, the kid that Stick killed, that is a magical being.
We don't know that.
Okay, technically, yes.
You know that because of the comic books and all that kind of stuff.
That's not in the comic books,
though. In the MCU, what they have shown you on the Netflix series, you do not know that.
Let me translate through the alcohol. 1 second. Currently, at this exact moment in the MCU, there are no magic users.
Except for Scarlet Witch.
They're hinted at. Technically, Thor uses psi magic or whatever you want to call it, but... Strictly mysticism magic.
Okay. Yeah.
Thor is a god. Whether that's magic or whether that's just extremely advanced technology,
that old
we don't
phrase.
Know.
Yeah, it's right. Some sort of effect that, you know, 500 years ago, they would think that a cell phone is magic. But, strictly speaking, the only actual magic user is Scarlet Witch at this exact moment that we've seen for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
That is true.
There. Yeah. That's the resolution of that weird argument.
Yeah.
We were both arguing hypotheticals.
Right. Because Matt's trying to blend the two, you know, trying to bring the comic book into what they've done already into.
And I'm operating on Frank's version of an introduction of a character, too.
Right.
Okay.
See,
if it's not on screen and demonstrated, it's not introduced yet.
Fair enough.
You cannot bring anything from the comic books into the MCU that they haven't introduced yet because we don't know that's where they're going.
Which is why
that's a fair point.
Which is why I think it's weird that they introduced the villain for Black Panther. Even if they're going to do a fucking origin story in the Black Panther movie, you introduced the villain way before.
Yeah.
Although I will say Vincent D'Onofrio kicked ass.
Amazing as the Kingpin.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kicked ass. I loved the fact that he was basically divided amongst himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to be like a regular guy on one side. And he wasn't, he really did think he was trying to help.
Yeah. His methods were fucked
up. His methods were evil as fuck, but he was trying to go for a greater good. So yeah. It was
chaotic
kind of that,
good.
Yeah.
Right. He really thought he was trying to help his city.
Yeah.
But he was willing to go completely evil to do it.
Yeah.
And it was great. I really
amazing hope, portrayal
I
of the Kingpin.
Really fucking hope they managed to bring that character back really quick.
Oh, they didn't kill him.
I know they didn't kill him.
The best part about it, he's just in prison, so like he can get out.
But of course, who's the chick? Remember his woman? They didn't arrest her.
Well, yeah, she's gone. She got out.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't arrest her.
I got a fun game.
I don't know anything about Daredevil other than that because I didn't watch the Daredevil.
I don't remember that person.
So is he going to run the operation through her?
He might. I don't know if she actually exists in the comic book.
Okay. Anyway, you got a question?
Oh, no. Just an idea, like a talking point. Because I was just realizing that, yeah, his portrayal would be chaotic good.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, no. His portrayal would be more chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
Well, if he's working for the greater good, like he has the best intentions in mind and is willing to do anything to get it, that's chaotic. I'll do anything to survive.
Actually, if we had to go somewhere, it'd actually probably be more neutral evil or neutral good than chaotic good. Because
neutral good implies that you don't active, you're not pragmatic.
Right.
So that would be good.
He knew his end result that he wanted.
Yeah.
But, right. And he would do anything to get there.
Yeah, chaotic good is the ends justify the means always. So if I have to burn down this or no, well Batman doesn't kill anybody. He's chaotic. He'd be neutral good.
Yeah.
Or lawful neutral.
Yeah.
Nothing more
lawful. He'll take anybody down to keep people within the law.
Right. Yeah. because Batman would take out a good guy too if he needed to.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So he's not lawful good. He doesn't think of the greater good every time he does, but lawful neutral. But
yeah.
The reason, like, chaotic good is I'll burn down this orphanage to save this city with the kids inside.
Right, but if I had to go do anything with Kingpin, I would think more, with Kingpin, chaotic neutral. Because he was basically trying to impose his idea of what would be best.
Yeah.
Onto the thing, and he would be willing to do anything to get there.
I've always found a weird
fine line. So whether it would be
would
it be a lawful neutral or chaotic?
Chaotic because he's bending
the rules. If he's willing to break the law, lawful is out.
Is out. Gone.
Lawful evil is he has a code and he sticks to it. So as long as he operates in the code, he could be lawful evil. But lawful good, lawful neutral.
I don't take him as lawful evil. I would think chaotic neutral, really, for the Kingpin.
Lawful evil is definitely a potential good one because he has a code of honor.
He does, but I don't think that because what he's trying to gain at the end isn't in like an evilality. He's trying to make the world a better place, but it's his vision of a better place.
But lawful evil is also one of those people that is completely okay with an ends justify the means stance. It doesn't matter if I burn the fucking.
It sounds like he's at a halfway split between chaotic good and chaotic neutral.
Yeah,
I think
because if he's really trying to help, even if it's tyrannical, if he's really trying to help and make things better, it puts him in good. If he's willing to cause harm to do good, chaotic good. But if he's doing it with his own.
I'm going to be in charge. I don't care.
Right. I'm going to be in charge. That would be chaotic neutral.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think he's
a fine line.
Okay, fair
more
enough.
Chaotic neutral.
Agree with you on that.
I mean, Daredevil would be more chaotic good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Daredevil, yeah. He won't kill people.
I mean, but then again,
He'll go out of his way to try to
He can't be lawful evil because he will break the rules.
Yeah.
But
he's definitely not chaotic evil.
Actually, I would take that back. He would Daredevil, I would actually take more as neutral good.
Because you got a guy like...
Because he does have a code.
For perspective,
but
usually,
he will break the law.
For perspective, usually Dr. Doom is usually considered neutral evil. He's not trying to bring about the end of the world.
Right.
And he's not trying to take over the world every single day. He wants to maximize his power, his survival.
Right.
Yeah.
And he doesn't let people stand in his way, and he's willing to kill people to get it done. Neutral evil. So yeah.
I would actually even go so far as to say that perhaps Kingpin is neutral good.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that, the middle ends, though, because neutral, lawful neutral, neutral good, and neutral, you're not pragmatic.
Right.
You don't start shit.
Well, Kingpin really didn't start
it's
shit.
It's the E's and G's that go out of their way to do shit.
Right.
No, pragmaticism is what I mean.
And Kingpin really never started shit. He had a goal, but then he would pretty much react to things that changed his plan.
So, but he was, what I'm saying is like, all right, lawful neutral, you see a guy walking up to you with a gun, you don't pull your gun.
Kingpin would pull his gun. If he saw a guy walking to him with a gun, he'd pull his gun.
So that puts him in the G's and E's because G's and E's are pragmatic. The N's are reactionary purely.
Right. Yeah.
They don't see things happening and then go one step ahead or anything like that.
Right.
They purely, not purely defense, but you know what I mean.
Well, if you think about it, Kingpin has an overall plan.
Yes.
This is where I want it to be when everything's done.
Yeah.
Now, to get there, here's my plan. Oh, shit. Things changed. Boom. Now we need to do this. Yeah. So he was flexible in that case. Well, it wasn't necessarily lawful because he was willing to change his plan and do bad things to do.
I was just saying between the G and the E, those ones act. The G and E are pragmatic. The N's are stagnatic. They want things to stay the same.
Well, the reason why I got to go with I'm thinking a neutral good on Kingpin is because he didn't want to be in charge of everything at the end. He just wanted his neighborhood to be a better place.
Yeah, right.
He would be willing to do any and everything that it took to get there.
That's what I'm saying. That would put him chaotic, though.
He lives by his own... Yeah. I actually agree with the chaotic. Yeah.
Right.
Again, chaotic is I will do anything. You can't. I'm not going to plan it out. I'm not going to hold myself to a code.
Yeah, but
because I got to be willing
neutral,
to break that
but
code.
But neutral can also fall into that.
It'd be a really hard alignment shift if you start killing people.
Oh, Kingpin was more than willing to kill people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he might have started neutral good, but as soon as he started killing people, he'd either slip into chaotic neutral or chaotic good.
Yeah, if I had
depending
to go,
on his motives,
right, but. I think it may be one of those, or maybe he started neutral good
and slipped into
chaotic neutral.
Once he started going above and beyond in the end, justifying means that's
chaotic neutral. I think really because he still had his plan at the end, but he started to care less and less about the plan and care about his woman more than
part of the thing that Wesley saw, and he's like, well, I gotta fucking stop this shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if he started to do self-interest or individual interest, chaotic neutral.
Yeah, he did, because right there at the end, remember, he started to care more about her than he did about his total plan.
So my idea was, let's go through the Avengers cast counting Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, and let's alignment.
But then again, too, Daredevil, did Daredevil kill anybody?
No. He's not.
He'd beat the living piss out of them.
He would beat the living shit out of them, but he wouldn't kill them. But Daredevil is also okay with killing someone if it... Say, it basically, he...
Again, we're talking about the Netflix series.
Yeah. Daredevil was okay with killing people because he was thinking about killing the Kingpin to stop him.
He was thinking about it, but he never actually did it.
Right.
And just because you're lawful doesn't mean you can't think something. Lawful is about your actions, not your thoughts. Mm. You can be a paladin walking down the road and said, we really need to kill that fucker. But then when it finally comes down to it, you go, I can't do it. And not cause an alignment shift.
It depends on the severity of the crime.
Well, like I said,
because paladins were designed to be kind of judged. They were Judge Dredds, basically.
Right. Yeah. But like I said, you can think about something all you want. You can think that this is what I need to do. But then when it finally comes down to actually doing it, can you really kill the guy?
Yeah.
Or can you really do
this? As long as you're justified.
Right.
As a paladin, yeah.
Right. Well, I use paladin as the epitome of lawful good because really a paladin is the only person that's stupid enough in D&D world to play a lawful good.
Right, yeah. You know? The issue is that Daredevil wouldn't need that justification to kill someone.
Actually, Daredevil went out of his way not to kill people.
Right, yeah.
He would beat the living piss out of them, hurt them, break them, disable them, but he wouldn't kill them.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was part of the thing that Stick didn't like about him, was he wasn't willing to...
Yeah, he wasn't willing to go that last step.
Yeah.
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 I mean, really, Stick would probably be more neutral good.
Yeah.
And I think, really, with Daredevil, I gotta go lawful good on Daredevil, because he will not... You can't go chaotic good.
See, alignments, my favorite character for alignments to guess at and to play with is Punisher.
Yeah.
Because he ranges, he's like riding the line constantly between chaotic good and lawful evil.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Constantly.
He dips in and out every other day.
Yeah.
Fucking manic depressant superhero.
See, and that's why I always loved playing chaotic neutral characters.
Yeah.
It's because you can do anything the fuck you want, and you don't need a reason for it.
Yep.
I've never been able to play D&D that way.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I think I made the chaotic neutral bard because I wanted to be able to bard things.
When I make characters...
I used to like to play chaotic neutral priests.
And
it was really only a couple of gods that you could play that under.
Mm-hmm. Like the barbarian gods.
Yeah. Like the one that I found? Yeah.
Yeah. No, but like the Avengers cast, I was trying to guess at alignments too.
Captain America's lawful good.
No.
I would have said lawful neutral. Because he's got to kill people to do his job too.
Well, killing people doesn't necessarily take you out of killing people doesn't necessarily take you out of the good category. If you're killing the right people
for the right reasons,
But some of it's not lawful though.
Well, lawful under the code, whether it's lawful under his code or lawful under the government code.
Well, I mean, like he was working for S.H.I.E.L.D. doing black ops and killing people.
Yeah, but they were the right people.
I think he believes he's lawful good.
Yeah, I would go with that.
And you can go there too, whether what you believe and what you actually are.
Captain America is dancing on alignment shifts too.
Yeah.
Civil War, let's see what happens.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
he's going to go right to neutral.
Okay, then you got to go by movie. If you look at the first Captain America movie,
lawful good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You look at the second one,
he's getting more pissed off at the government.
He starts out believing he's lawful good, and then like the 30% through the movie, neutral good.
Yeah.
Because he's like, this is not how we're supposed to be doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Tony Stark, pretty much chaotic good the whole way. That's really the only... Because he's a good guy.
Matt really wants to say chaotic neutral for Tony Stark. And I say, I was thinking about this too, and this is why it's so fun to actually think about it. The first 20 minutes of the first Iron Man movie... Chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
Right.
The definition of a bard that is out of control.
Right. Yeah.
The DM needs to kill that character.
but I mean, once he realizes what he needs to do.
Yeah. Everything post-cave.
Yeah.
Chaotic good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because fuck, he built Ultron to try and do good.
Yeah. Ultron was just an oops, basically.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that.
And it was the intentions, the pragmaticism. It was with the best intentions, but he was willing to do anything with the best intentions. Yeah. So.
Right.
I okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Thor
See, he's the one to me that just strikes me as lawful neutral.
Yes.
He does have a code.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our code.
But it's... Right.
He's not here to fight our wars. But he wants to help. Yeah, he wants to help. He does the right thing.
He doesn't want to kill his brother.
Yep. Yep. Even though he has every reason to.
And every right to do it. And all the shit that Loki has done. No one would say, don't do it. If he said, I'm going to...
He doesn't even want to lead the Avengers.
Yeah. Right.
The most experienced tactician on the team. Fuck that Captain America bullshit. The most experienced warrior on the team doesn't want to lead the team.
I wish there was a neutral.
There is.
True neutral.
Yeah.
True neutral. Well, you can't go there with him because he's not willing to switch sides. He knows which side's a good side and which side's a bad side.
Yeah.
He has a clearly defined code. That's why he's got to stay in lawful somewhere in there. I pick lawful neutral.
I wouldn't say lawful neutral because even a lawful neutral, if he thinks the bad guy's doing, you know, the ends justify the means, a lawful neutral can switch sides.
Yeah.
I don't see Thor doing that.
So he's always trying to look to be on the side of good. Yeah, lawful good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily go, well.
No, yeah.
Neutral good's a little bit too much because he has that code and he's not. He can't,
yeah, I think
he can't kill.
I think you have to go lawful good with Thor.
Yeah,
yeah, because chaotic neutral definitely doesn't work.
As long as you have a good cause,
although I will
and it
say,
violate his code.
Although I
there.
Will say at the beginning, chaotic good probably for Thor.
Yeah, because he was disobeying Odin and all of
right.
that shit. Yeah,
and then
he got taught a lesson. We got thrown
exactly.
Down Earth. Yeah,
yeah. So I think chaotic good to lawful good.
Yeah.
For Thor.
Actually, yeah, literally Odin said it. You're out of control. Mm-hmm. You're vain, greedy, and cruel.
Yeah.
That's chaotic.
Right.
Any chaotic neutral, chaotic good, chaotic evil. Vain, greedy, and cruel.
Now,
yeah, that's
okay.
That's chaotic.
Okay, Loki, definitely. I got to go chaotic evil on Loki.
Nah, no.
Neutral evil.
Neutral evil.
Or even chaotic neutral.
I got to go chaotic.
I see chaotic neutral because he's willing to do anything to get his goals, but it's always about him.
Yeah.
He wants to rule.
Actually, yeah, I think I can. Well, no, actually, I still see lawful evil.
But he doesn't have
a code. Chaotic evil, I mean. He does. But his code means he wants to be in charge of it. Because in the second one, when him and Thor are taking out the bad guys, yeah, he's got his plan at the end.
Yeah.
But he's like, okay, those guys kind of want to do what I want to do, but I want to be in charge.
The trick to chaotic evil, though, is...
Actually, I think he's more lawful evil. He's got a code. He's evil. He's got a plan. He, you know, boom.
Well, lawful doesn't mean plan. It means like a personal set of values. It doesn't have to be good values, but there's lines that you won't cross. There's things that you won't do.
Well, he doesn't have that because...
Like Darth Vader would be lawful evil. He follows the Emperor, does whatever the Emperor says. He operates within the Empire.
Right.
Thinks he's doing good.
Right.
But knows he's being evil to do good. So he's not chaotic good and he's not chaotic neutral.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing is evil, so he's lawful evil.
Right. And I don't think Loki necessarily knows that what he knows.
Right.
That what he's doing is going against societal norms.
And doesn't care. But it's because it's self-serving that I want to put him in neutral. It's not just burn the women and rape the crops.
Right. that's chaotic evil. Well, actually, it was in the first one. The first Avengers.
No, that was pure takeover. Oh, the first Avengers? No, that was rule of the world. I'm going to take out the... I'm going to bring in my army, kill the Avengers, and take over the world to rule
it. I think Loki has multiple alignment shifts.
I would say that, yeah.
Let's see. Where's the first time Loki shows up is in Thor.
Yeah.
In the first Thor. What is he doing?
He pretends he's neutral good for the first part.
Right.
Then goes chaotic neutral. I can see kind of chaotic evil for the Avengers. woo. But the second Thor movie, I'm saying it's chaotic neutral again.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Think more chaotic neutral.
He is extremely self-serving.
And the reason I say that he's not completely chaotic evil, you know, burn the women, rape the crops, is because what the catalyst for him helping was mommy died.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy's got definitely a sense of... that was wrong.
Right. Right. Yeah. Now those guys
want to bring out the end of the universe, and he's like, well, I don't want the universe to end, then I can't rule it.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Chaotic neutral.
Right.
For me, personally.
Now we get into the trickier ones. Hawkeye. I'm thinking neutral good.
Hmm. Yeah. I could see. Yeah.
I'd almost say neutral.
Or just straight neutral?
Just true neutral, because sometimes he knows the shit he has done is wrong. He's assassinated people. He knows it's wrong. And it's not that he thinks he's doing good. He's just trying to help.
Orders,
yeah, he's
basically
following orders. But there's also moments where he saw that he didn't have to kill, like, Natasha and shit like that.
Yeah.
And if he was a druid in that movie, it would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because he has his grove.
Yeah. Although I think, you know, he's not evil. You can't go there.
No, definitely not.
And he does see the goal at the end. But he realizes that he's not the guy. He's a pawn.
Yeah.
He's there to help the other guys.
Yep.
That speech that he gave to Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, nail him as neutral for me.
Yeah.
I got a bow and arrow. I have no idea what's going on. I'm just trying to live.
Whether it's
do the right thing sometimes. Right.
And that's why I'm thinking more neutral good than straight neutral.
He'd be leaning. Either way we picked, he'd be leaning heavily into the other.
But I mean, straight neutral implies that he could be...
He could go evil under his own
volition, because, I mean, yeah, he did go evil for a while, but that was a mind fuck, you know.
That's not what neutral implies, though. Not at all.
Well, yeah, but...
If you played that character that way, if you played Hawkeye and you played him to be evil, that would force the alignment shift, yeah, but...
Right.
Neutral implies his mindset is purely reactionary, not defensive, but stagnation.
Right, and I don't,
keep the status quo. Don't ruffle feathers.
and I don't see that with Hawkeye. I see a neutral, good alignment. He sees an end, but he realizes that he's not going to have anything to do with it. So, you know, so he's not going to be, you know, in charge.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Neutral,
he's leaning
good. Yeah, neutral to neutral good.
I'm saying neutral, leaning and neutral good. You're just, yeah, the opposite. So, yeah, basically.
Right.
It's that 51%.
Right. I mean, he's picked a side, basically. And that's the only reason it makes him more neutral good than straight
and
neutral.
And he thinks it's good. Yeah, I can see your point. Natasha Romanoff.
Natasha, she's another one of those that's had alignment shifts like a motherfucker.
Lawful neutral.
Yeah. That is probably the best one.
Lawful neutral, I think, now.
Yeah.
Oh, when she was doing her assassin thing? Definitely like lawful evil, neutral evil.
Yeah.
I would say more neutral evil than lawful evil.
Because she did not have... She had no issues
really
with...
Well, she had no issues.
There was no status of honor or code or anything.
So, exactly. Neutral. She was doing what she was told.
And she was convinced out of... Neutral evil is the easiest to deal with because you can convince them to not be evil anymore.
Yeah.
And I think she converted to probably... I kind of have to go the same as Hawkeye here. A neutral good.
Yeah.
Because she knows that what she did before wasn't right.
The only reason
and
I
she
say
doesn't
lawful,
want to do that again.
The only reason I say lawful neutral is because of the second Captain America movie where they're going on the ship and she knows she's supposed to keep secrets. She knows she's supposed to do some really nasty shit to get her job done, and she's fine with that.
Right, but she's following. That. She's following orders, but you can.
Lawful implies you're following codes. Even if neutral evil, pardon me, lawful neutral specifically implies you're following someone else's rules, not your own.
Right, but she also feels bad about it. You know, So
only in really shittily written parts of the movie, yeah.
Right. But we're talking about, you say, well, the last
in
thing
parts
we
of the movie
of her,
only feminists complain about.
Right. Right. But I mean, we're talking about where we're at now in the MCU. And the last thing we saw on her in the MCU was Ultron. She's definitely neutral. She's neutral somewhere, whether she's lawful neutral or neutral good.
You're not going to convince me to good. She's too.
There's no
to do
way.
Anything.
There's no way that
she's
good.
Not chaotic. She really does.
Yeah,
wanna...
she's not chaotic. She does. Whether it's her own code,
it is definitely yeah.
But sometimes
she's constantly trying to find. She's
trying to find balance is what she's trying to find.
Which is that is the definition of true neutral.
Well, the reason why I say lawful is she keeps adopting other people's codes.
That is true.
She adopted Hawkeye's when they met, Fury over time, Captain America, and now the kind of group consensus of the Avengers of what is right.
Yeah, so maybe he's right. Maybe a true neutral.
Well, that's what I wouldn't say.
Because even then, that would kind of work for when she was the Russian assassin, too.
Yep. Didn't care, had a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was saying neutral evil for that part.
I wouldn't even say that because she wasn't.
Did she go out of her wits?
She said she was nasty. She said she was nasty.
Okay.
Right.
So at that point, yes, then shifting to true neutral.
Right.
The fact that she doesn't. The fact that she recognizes her actions were fucked up is enough to kind of lean me towards the fact that she's true neutral now, because she's like, no, I don't ever want to fucking do that shit again. That was
the part that's
horrible. that would actually kind of lean you more towards the good side.
No, not
necessarily. A true neutral can go both ways.
See, I think they may have changed the alignment from when he played,
and she doesn't want to go there anymore.
Because I think that might be a little bit of a bear. Because the right now in the existing like Pathfinder 3.5 5th edition, all that shit, good implies intentions.
Right.
Lawful implies existence of codes.
Right. And well that's
and respect for authority.
And respect for authority. And that's why I say lawful neutral, because she really fucking respects Captain and...
Right.
She shows very little respect for Tony, because he has no rank or authority.
And Tony doesn't give a shit about her either. But Thor,
because he's an Asgardian alien.
Right, but the thing about her is that she's... been on that evil side, and she knows what's wrong, and she knows she doesn't want to do that again.
But she's still willing to do some of that to get it if she's ordered.
If it was necessary to complete the goal.
So it's...
Yeah.
She's really the hardest of the group, I think, really to peg down.
I believe lawful neutral, because it's that she is willing to do things that she doesn't necessarily think are right... but will accomplish her goal.
Well, not even her goal. The goal. That's the part that's hard, because we keep thinking it's her decision.
Right.
It's like, no, she's always been not ordered necessarily, but guided to these points.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really never... She's not the person in charge. She never...
Never was. She
never
wanted to be.
Doesn't want
to
be. Yeah. She's willing to say... You know, she's the guy that shows up in the back of the room, and the guy in charge says, this is what needs to happen. Make it.
Yeah.
You make it happen. And she goes, okay, I know what to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think a true neutral may work on that one. If an evil guy showed up and basically...
Well, remember, true neutral has no respect for authority.
Well, true. No, that's very true.
It's constantly balanced.
Well, okay.
Kill that guy. Right. Why? Because I want him dead.
That's what I meant. True neutral. Because if a bad guy showed up that could convince her that his way was right.
That's what's saying lawful neutral.
Yeah.
It's that respect for authority. And not even necessarily the laws or the good authority. It's the respect for authority.
Yeah.
Because I think she's even had that argument with Nick Fury.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Speaking of which, Nick Fury.
He
Avengers 2.
He's rough.
He
neutral good. Avengers 2, neutral good.
Yeah, Avengers 2 is neutral good.
Everything before that, I'm saying neutral evil. I don't care. You're not going to convince me.
No, I absolutely. Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Remember. Whoa.
You remember the guidance on alignments is you do not have to be the extreme of that alignment.
Right.
Unless, well, not even with lawful good, because a paladin can kill someone as long as it's justified, lawful, and everything else, and it's for the good.
Right.
So you do not have to play it to the extreme. Lawful good paladins don't save liches. They blast them into space. They nuke them. So a neutral evil person is morally compromised. That's why we said Natasha Romanoff as assassin starting out.
See, and I never took Nick Fury as morally compromised.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
In Captain America 2, they tried to justify it. I don't fucking buy it, Fury.
No. Fury never thought at the time that what he was doing was in any way wrong.
But it was, in an abstract, it is.
Right. But he never thought that anything
Bullshit.
He was doing at the time.
He said in the movies like 3 different times, yeah, I've done nasty shit.
Yeah,
and I don't care because I made the decision it was the right thing to do. That's
right.
Neutral evil.
That's back, but that's back in the day. We're talking about when you see him at that point.
Now he's definitely neutral good.
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, what he's done back in the day is one thing. We're at the point now in the movies where he never thought that anything he was doing was morally wrong at that time. He's strange because, yes, he's following orders from the council, but he's also telling his people that the ends justify the means.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the neutral good. That in current existence, yes, neutral
so
good.
But his
first occurrence in the movies, including Avengers 1, it's got to be neutral evil.
See, I don't see it.
All right, here we go. You can remember, you keep saying neutral because the ends justify the means. That's chaotic. In alignment terms.
Yes.
You got to keep that in mind. That's not neutral. That's chaotic. And good is always trying to find the benefit of your actions.
Right. And so if I had to go anywhere with Nick Fury, I'd actually say more chaotic good.
Neutral implies reactionary. You're trying to keep things the same. Evil means I will do anything to accomplish my goals, not with an extreme.
See,
that's the chaotic and the evil conflicting there.
Right.
But evil means
I'm
going to kill this person. Why? Because lawful evil, he insulted me.
Right.
Neutral evil, he threatened me.
Right.
But he didn't even have a gun. Don't care. He threatened me. Bam. It's
right. And see, I'm going the
chaotic
exact
evil.
Opposite.
I killed this guy. Why?
I'm thinking Nick Fury.
Didn't like the way he looked.
I'm thinking Nick Fury more on a whole is more chaotic good.
Eek. The Coulson cards. Nope. It's lawful evil.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing
he
with the Coulson
lied.
Cards.
He fucking
was
lied.
Fucked up. He walked in that
Wait a
room.
Minute. You're telling me a chaotic good character can't lie.
No.
No.
What I'm saying is he knew when he
a
picked up those.
A lawful good character can't lie.
Think about it. Think about it for 5 seconds. Bear with me. He walked into Coulson's locker, picked up those cards, went to Coulson's dead body, swiped the cards in his blood, let them air dry, walked in, gave a speech to Captain America and Tony Stark, threw the cards down the deck and say, don't you feel bad because that happened?
That is
fucking evil.
That is manipulation.
That is evil manipulation.
No, that's chaotic. That's not evil. If you're trying to get the good guys to
evil
do the right
thing, evil and chaotic blend a little bit
evil.
On that point of ends justifying the means, but it was the forethought of I know what I'm about to do and desecrate the corpse of my friend.
I don't think that has
it's fucked up, and I don't care.
No, I've still got to go chaotic good on him because he never ever once thought. You know, about going, you know, like, I want to be in charge this side or the other. This,
well, neutral
you know,
evil
that.
Doesn't want to be in charge either.
Right. But evil pretty much always wants to be in charge.
No. Nope.
I'm saying pretty much.
Well, in when you're making character alignments or even NPC alignments, the most traditionally neutral evil characters for a DM to make, assassins.
Yeah.
Where's the money?
Yeah.
Chaotic neutral is the other favorite for assassins, but mostly if they're working for the bad guys, neutral evil.
Right.
because they took the money. They knew what they were about to do was illegal evil, and they just don't care.
The thing was yes, it turned out that Nick Fury was kind of working for a bad guy, but he didn't know that at the time. He thought he was working for the... I still got to go chaotic good for Nick Fury.
In his current incarnation in the second Avengers, I say neutral good.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because he's no longer trying to be in charge.
Well, he was put in his place.
And he stepped down.
Right. I mean, well, yeah, but also, too, remember that's where he came in and he was trying to do his shit, and Captain America basically said, hey, Nick, no.
His character is so extreme. It's really hard to pick an alignment on him.
Yeah. Fury changes a lot.
Yeah. He's a DM's worst nightmare.
Right. Because Nick Fury is really kind of the glue. Well, Nick Fury and before that Coulson were kind of the glue that held the MCU together. He's really the only one that's in all the fucking
movies. You're chaotic good. What are you going to do? I'm going to burn this orphanage down. Why? They made fun of my bald head.
Right.
Well, I mean, you're now neutral evil.
Right. Right. But I mean, is he's the only one. I'm actually leaning towards true neutral at this point because he'll do literally what it takes. If I got to be a bad guy here, I'll be a bad guy here. Okay. If I got to be a good guy here,
so I pulled up the Wikipedia definitions of
alignments.
So we'll start at the top. Lawful good character typically acts with compassion and always with honor and a sense of duty. A lawful good nation would consist of a well-organized government that works for the benefit of its citizens.
Okay, let's just stop there. That's not Nick Fury.
Right. Oh, he's just reading.
I'm reading off the list of them.
Right. What I mean is we can move on to the next one, is what I mean.
So neutral good. A neutral good character typically acts altruistically without regard for or against lawful precepts such as rules or tradition. A neutral good character has no problems with cooperating with lawful officials but does not feel beholden to them. In the event that doing the right thing requires the bending not suffer the same inner conflict that a lawful good character would.
Right. Although I think more actually before it may have been leaning towards neutral good, and I think
we'll just have to disagree there.
Because basically now he's at the point where fuck the government. The government has basically caused all this shit.
It was his willingness to go out of his way to find the easiest option, knowing it was fucked up.
Went the easiest way.
Yes, he did. When he went and dragged those cards, went back to the court, that was the easiest way to guilt trip them.
Well, yeah, but
he could have guilt tripped them without the cards, but he fucking went sadistic on it.
But you're thinking like eight movies ago. You know, I'm thinking.
Yeah, we were talking about movies ago.
Right, but now.
Right now, we both said neutral good. Right. That's why I said we'll have to disagree on the previous incarnations of him. I see him as kind of an evil fucker.
All right, so we've done Nick Fury, we've done Natasha, we've done Hawkeye.
So what did you say for Nick Fury? Right,
so now
in the past, neutral evil. Right now, neutral good.
Right now, okay. Now here comes the tough one.
Wait, he's going to read one definition.
Yeah, this is neutral evil. A neutral evil character is typically selfish and has no qualms about turning on its allies of the moment and usually makes allies primarily to further its own goals. That is absolutely the definition of Nick Fury right there. That's part
previously.
Previously, yeah. And a neutral evil has no compunctions about harming others to get what it wants, but neither will it go out of its way to cause the carnage or mayhem when it sees no direct benefit for itself. That is the old Nick Fury. He wouldn't go out of his way to cause havoc, but
it was definitely on the playlist.
Yeah. If it was necessary to do it to further his own goals of keeping what he thought was safe, it doesn't necessarily say that what he was doing.
And he defied the council or whatever constantly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So I actually absolutely agree with Pete on this one because, like, now he's more altruistic because he's seeing the fact that I don't necessarily have to do all of these things that I used to do. I don't have to lie to Captain America. I don't have because
Right. AJ actually had a really good interpretation of this.
Who the fuck is AJ?
AJ's one of our friends.
Okay. He loves playing mages that become liches.
Who doesn't?
He picks neutral evil because his mage, he's not trying to take over the world. He's not trying to turn the entire world into zombies. He's not trying to be Arthas.
He's just trying to become the most powerful motherfucker out there.
Immortal. He's on a constant search for knowledge, and he's willing to resort to anything to be able to pursue his... So he wants to become immortal so he can read every book in the world.
Yeah.
And just constantly get smarter and smarter and smarter to infinity and beyond forever.
All right.
It's like, well, yeah, and he's willing to...
I knew Nick
become
Fury
zombies,
gonna...
train zombies in order... Yeah, that's neutral evil.
I knew Nick Fury was going to cause an argument.
Yeah.
Because he really is the hardest one of the group, I think, to...
And then Hulk.
No, well, Hulk, you got to go two ways because...
Bruce Banner.
You got to go Hulk and Bruce Banner.
Lawful neutral Bruce Banner.
Yes.
I think so, yes.
And then chaotic good for the Hulk.
Chaotic neutral. Chaotic neutral or neutral for the Hulk.
True. Because he can easily turn on his allies.
Exactly. Yeah. And he has turned on his allies.
Instead of like 1 of 10 on chaotic neutral, he's a fucking 11.
Yeah.
His amp goes to 11 because it's
fucking
better.
Remember fucking what was the one where the Hulk and Thor were going at or no the was it the Hulk and Thor
in the first
yeah Avengers. The Hulk and Thor were going at it and fucking Captain America showed up with his shield and pissed off Thor.
That was
Tony Stark.
We're talking about the carrier fight and it was just Thor.
But I mean really when the Hulk is Hulk now.
Anybody that you have to
Ultron
convince...
Ultron kind of fucked it up because they're starting to imply that the Hulk can actually control his shit. But but before that, where the Hulk is basically a mindless destroy
juggernaut.
Shit.
A mindless Hulk, if you will.
Right. Then you got to go just neutral.
Yeah.
Because he didn't care way or the other.
He didn't give a shit about balance. It was whatever he felt like at that moment. Chaotic neutral. Whatever he moved completely off of feeling,
and I can go there. That's fine. But really, like I said, when the Hulk is Hulk, it's break shit. You know,
because again, thinking true neutral is the druid in its grove,
right? Yeah.
Neutral,
or the definition out of this is a farmer whose primary overriding concern is to feed his family. Doesn't give a shit.
I will say because when the Hulk is Hulk, the Hulk only cares about the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But literally the definition of willing to do anything to care about the Hulk.
Exactly. So, chaotic neutral.
Well, yeah.
I see what you mean. Like, you want to say neutral because... You have to provoke him to get him to attack you. But if he's already turning into the Hulk, he's going to just annihilate something already.
And like I said, that's true. And that's why I said you got to have two completely different alignments.
You get
on
two
the
character
Hulk.
Sheets for the Hulk.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why he's lawful neutral as Bruce Banner because you have to provoke him and he respects authority. He's a meek guy.
Right. Yeah. Because he has to be.
As soon as he snaps into Hulk, he goes on literally the other side of the end board to chaotic. Nope, I'm done. I'm done fucking with you.
Yeah.
Any time you have to convince one of your party members to not wipe the group after combat, that's a chaotic neutral character.
Yeah.
Or chaotic evil.
And that's what you say, but the Hulk really isn't evil.
No.
Evil's not even on the board of the Hulk.
Yeah, so it's just straight chaotic neutral for the Hulk. Yeah.
Dialed up to 11.
Exactly. It's chaotic neutral, and if you could take, like, times 3.
Yeah.
You know. Now.
But when Bruce has control of them, chaotic
neutral.
Well, no, still chaotic neutral, because they still got to calm them down. They still got to talk him down.
Right. But I mean,
Gray Hulk?
No. We're talking.
He can control.
We're talking green. We're talking MCU Hulk.
Okay.
He can summon the Hulk and has some control over him, but it's hard to get out of kill mode.
You see, and that's the weird thing is sometimes he can control him in the MCU, sometimes he can't.
No. What?
No. Because when he goes ape shit on the carrier, he had no control over that. That just fucking happened.
Whedon,
then he fucking shows up riding his little scooter.
That is the biggest debate among fans and nerds and fucking critics. And Whedon has said it at least five times. When he gets knocked down, Branner is rendered unconscious, and the origination of the concept of the Hulk kicks in, the base code.
Right.
Now, self-defense, go.
Now,
so Banner, who could have kind of controlled a little bit, because you've seen the end of The Incredible Hulk with
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton. He's meditating, and see,
Those don't count. Those
no, that
those
is part
yes,
of the MCU.
Yes, it is. It's part of the MCU.
It's part of the MCU.
No.
Yes,
no, those yes. are dead. No.
No.
Bullshit. No, no. Nope, you don't get to do that.
Dead.
You don't those get to do that, Frank.
Dead.
If we're counting the first Captain America movie, then we got to count all the other movies, too.
That movie is... We're not talking the one with Eric Bana. That one is not the one that we're talking.
We're talking Edward Norton. He's
it was the one that had Tony fucking Stark in it
at the zinger. But he, yeah, at the end after the credits, he's sitting there. He's meditating. He opens his eyes, and the iris is that neon green.
Yeah,
because he finally realized like controlling his heart isn't the answer. He actually needs to get in the head to talk right. to the Hulk. Yeah. So the first time Hulk goes apeshit on the carrier, it's because literally Hulk overrode and said, "Nope, we're going full defense. Fuck off." You're in a lot of danger and you're unconscious, so I'm in control. It's me now.
Yeah.
Later on in the movie, fully conscious, fully aware of himself, becomes the Hulk. And even then, it's still the Hulk personality, and you can almost imagine the bridle in his mouth as Banner's like, No, those are friends.
Right. Well, that's what I mean, because, you know, later in the Avengers, you can see where the Hulk, like, actually understands instructions.
Yeah.
And is going for the yeah. greater good.
Yeah.
You know,
because there's that moment where.
Right. So.
When Cap says Hulk, and he turns to him, he's like, "Say something, motherfucker."
Yeah.
Hulk. Smash. All right. Yeah.
Right. And
you got to imagine the inside conversation. Can I smash, Bruce? Yeah, he said smash. Go smash.
Yeah. and I really kind of wish they would have done that in the movies.
Where a,
they
little bit of the internal a little bit of internal
like the Tony Stark HUD.
Yeah.
Right, because I mean,
like it's an inside picture of his. Right. It's like Inside Out. Bruce is on the inside. How do right. I fucking work this?
Because
that would actually be perfect.
Right. Basically, it would be like Bruce Banner in Voltron.
Yeah.
Trying to control that shit.
Imagine if they put broccoli on his shawarma.
But you know what I mean. I mean, because it depends on which version of the Hulk you see. Because I grew up watching the 70s version of the Hulk.
Yeah.
Where when the Hulk was the Hulk, he was the Hulk.
And, yeah, it's just done. He's the Hulk. Yeah.
Right. And when he was Bruce Banner, he was Bruce Banner. And really, the Hulk had no inkling that there was anybody called Bruce Banner.
Yeah. Right.
That's
kind of how they started going, and then they've kind of worked towards...
Because that character doesn't work very well... That right. way but in a team.
Right, but what I mean is, I mean, slowly over the course of the movies, they're working towards the Grey Hulk almost.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, they're
which kind of makes sense, because with...
Well, they already killed Grey Hulk.
Right, yeah, it's a shitty movie. Yeah.
Anyway, I know, well, it's not but, really... But I it's mean, not that the fight was shitty and the right. ending was shitty.
But what yeah. I mean is, even in the current MCU, they're working towards where Banner can control the Hulk a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because
I
like
hated
I said
that.
Well, I hated the Scarlet Witch going over and stroking his hand and all that kind of shit. And fuck that.
No, they've done it in the animated things. They've done it in the comic right. books, and I hate it when the fucking when they're fighting and the Hulk gets full control, and they just spend forever fighting the Hulk. And I say it's boring because of one thing: you're not going to kill him. It's Bruce Banner, and he's also the Hulk. You can't kill him, but you keep fighting him. This is boring now.
This is going to take all day.
Well, you see, and that's what I like about the Avengers over the straight Hulk movies.
You had a villain there, and you were fighting him, and it right. was really interesting, and now it's just heroes fighting each other. It's like,
exactly.
There's no motive here because it's a chaotic neutral. As long as you keep attacking him, it's right. boring.
And see, and that's why the Hulk cannot carry his own movie.
Yeah.
Because right. in the Hulk movies, it was always the army versus the Hulk.
Yeah, because right. that's a fair fight.
Right. Yeah, the Hulk's going to kick their ass. You know?
You gave him more shit to slam on you.
Exactly.
Stop sending metal at Magneto.
Right.
Stop sending metal at the Hulk.
Right. But when you give Bruce Banner
deploy
a
smooth
mission,
jazz, sir. Deploy smooth jazz, Corporal.
Right. Right. But I mean, in the Hulk movies, when the Hulk was the Hulk, the Hulk was the Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, there was Bruce Banner's like.
Gone.
Oh my god. Remember the sonic weapons from the Ed Norton movie? Oh, imagine if they came up and they were blasting Enya.
Yeah. I mean, even.
Who can say
right.
that?
Right.
Calm down, big guy.
But now, I mean, now they're getting to the point where the Hulk knows there's somebody else in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he listens to him a little bit.
And yeah. I think that's actually kind of both makes him work in the team, and it's kind of cool.
Exactly.
It's going to be cool in the Civil War, too, if...
Yeah.
Because eventually in the comics, and I know it's not MCU, and I'm not saying it should be, but in the comics, eventually the personalities merge fully.
Right. Well, that's what I said. That's why I'm hoping eventually they get to the Grey Hulk, where basically it's
Banner's brain in the Hulk's body.
Exactly.
It's not Grey Hulk, though, when they do it in the comics now.
Oh.
Planet Hulk, it's just one person now. He calls himself Hulk.
Right, but you know what I get with the Grey Hulk,
where I'm going there.
Where basically it's the Hulk that can actually think and communicate, basically. Yeah. It's not necessarily Bruce, but it's an intelligent Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually got to say that Thor and Cap are the same alignment, though.
Because of the fucking hammer.
They
got to be real fucking close.
Oh, who else do we have here? Let's see. Well, Hawkeye.
So we know they're within one alignment.
Yeah.
He has to be with one alignment of his deity.
Well, if you're a god, you can pretty much do whatever the fuck you want. Let's see. Okay.
That's a funny cleric joke, Matt.
Yeah. That is a funny cleric joke, yeah.
He's within one alignment of the deity.
Yeah. Let's see.
Holy shit! He is a fucking cleric! Oh my fucking god!
Anyway, we've done Tony Stark, we've done Thor, we've done the Hulk, we've done Hawkeye and Natasha, we've done... Do we have anybody else left?
Out of the MCU?
In the current Avengers? No.
Yeah, I think we got it.
I'm not counting Red Witch, because it's just chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
To be able to have that power is fucking chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, too, is, you know, she's a newcomer into the thing, and she doesn't know really what she's doing yet.
And they didn't develop the character.
No, they didn't.
No.
Yeah, chaotic neutral is really the only thing you can
there
do.
There are so... And
Quicksilver has got to be an evil, because he's a lich now.
Although, if you think about it, honestly, if I had to go anywhere, I mean, until he sacrificed himself at the end, I would actually go more lawful neutral or lawful evil on him, because his sole purpose was to protect his sister. That's really all he cared about.
Yeah, he would do anything to do that, yeah.
Actually, well, that wasn't their sole purpose, though. They were out for revenge.
Right, no, his sole purpose... They were out for revenge, but his sole purpose was to protect his sister.
I'd call 50-50 on it. Yeah, he really wanted to protect his sister, but the motive together, they were one personality on that. They were gonna make the world pay for what had happened to them.
Right, but also he was perfectly willing to sacrifice himself to save his sister. So, yeah.
But then she's neutral evil, too. Sacrificing yourself to save a neutral your character does not make you good.
Yeah, well, I'm not going anywhere near good on Quicksilver.
I say neutral or neutral evil. No, not balance, because he definitely wanted revenge.
Yeah.
But not lawful, because he didn't give a shit about authority.
Yep. Neutral evil.
Not chaotic neutral, because he definitely had some standards. And
I don't know. I still got to lean towards the lawful side, because he didn't give a shit about authority, but he gave a shit about
codes
his.
Don't necessarily mean to be your.
Well, again, I think we're getting into the what my version of D&D and your version of D&D are different versions.
Yeah, because lawful implies respect for authority or clearly defined personal code.
Right, and that's where I think he was going, is that he...
But,
his clearly but defined personal code was all about his sister.
Right, but the thing is he was... Because the good side of it indicates that you're trying to...
I almost got...
Yeah, I know you're not saying good
neutral.
Or neutral.
For us, a code, the best likeness I can form is personal politics.
Yeah.
Like, your code would be... You're definitely gun positive.
Right.
You're definitely fiscal conservative. That would be the example of the code. So saying I will not sacrifice my sister, that's just kind of not being a shitty family member.
Right. I'm actually leaning more towards lawful neutral on him.
Mm. He really hated governments.
he did.
He had no respect for him.
But
he also, and once he found out that Ultron's goal was to completely destroy the world, he didn't respect that authority. He left it. He can't. He can't. No, it's not. Not
there's
lawful.
No way.
It's
he's
not lawful.
Lawful.
Right.
I'd give you almost anything else, but he's not an L.
Well,
he's
the reason why I'm going towards lawful is just because of his sister.
That doesn't.
That
I'd give you chaotic good before cared, I gave you lawful neutral.
He cared about his sister more than anything else.
Yeah.
But that also denotes that he's not good.
I didn't say anything about good. I'm talking about the lawful, chaotic, or neutral.
Okay.
He would do anything.
So that rules out neutral.
Right? Yeah. It's either lawful or chaotic. And
that's why I'm thinking.
He's not good because he was willing to make other people suffer.
That's why I said I'm thinking more lawful evil. At least when it comes to his sister. He's kind of one of those strange.
Well, that's
ones
why
too.
We put him in neutral evil, because with that one extreme of the sister, everything else is go.
Right.
And it's revenge. Yeah. That's why we said neutral evil.
Yeah.
See, and I can't leave the sister out of the equation like that.
It's not leaving her out, but
especially
it's like,
because he ended up eventually dying for his sister. And a chaotic wouldn't necessarily do that.
I thought he died to save Hawkeye.
He
was saving a kid.
And,
no,
and his sister
was. No, it was a kid.
Was it?
Hawkeye was saving a kid.
I thought it was Hawkeye and his sister.
Nope. It was Hawkeye saving a little kid, and his sister was off to the side.
Oh, okay. Wow. Then, wow. I didn't remember the movie the same as you did then.
Because they were trying to. Everybody, the really, really strong characters were all battling Ultron and the Ultron clones.
Right. And then Hawkeye started to get strafed by somebody, and then he went and did
the Hawkeye little, convinced the right. two of them to help him save the people.
Right. And I thought it was Hawkeye and his sister.
It was a little kid. Hawkeye went over to help him. Somebody aimed a gun at him.
Okay.
And yeah, Quicksilver.
Well,
ran
there's
over.
Nothing saying that you can't have an instantaneous alignment shift too.
No, an extreme like that would be an alignment shift.
Right.
But it wouldn't be the lawful.
Well, that's what I mean. That could have been like an instantaneous alignment
shift. Yeah, that would have, I think at that moment it went neutral evil to neutral good.
Right.
Yes.
And now you're dead, so it didn't matter anyway.
Exactly. But I'm thinking overall, just because I look at how Quicksilver looks at his sister, and everything he does is about her.
See, I think right up to the point that Hawkeye's speech, they were neutral evil. That's how Ultron managed
they.
To convince
I'm thinking him.
No, I'm not thinking of him as a duality. I'm saying as individuals, they were both neutral evil. They were out to make people pay. They were out to hurt S.H.I.E.L.D., hurt America, hurt the Avengers.
Hurt the world, everyone.
Not the world, not everyone, because as soon as they found that out, they were out of the plan.
Yeah, I can kind of see.
But they were still on that, we're not going to help the Avengers.
I can kind of see the neutral evil,
And then as soon as Hawkeye gave him the speech, the alignment shift happened and they switched to neutral good. All right, we don't like working with the Avengers, but we can see it's for the benefit of everybody.
Yeah, I can kind of see that,
So at the moment of death, or not even at the moment of death, after the Hawkeye speech, neutral good. Everything up to that, even as individuals, neutral evil.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
So they were totally rebels up to that point.
So we've got all of them. Now the bad guys. We've done Loki already. Who else do we got for bad guys?
Red Skull.
Red Skull. That is the definition of chaotic evil.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say lawful evil.
Yeah, I think lawful evil, because
he wanted to burn the world, but it was that whole
purely,
we need to take over sort of
thing.
He's
got a purely defined goal.
And a system designed
and exactly.
And a system to do it.
Yeah. And he is the authority figure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can go with that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think lawful evil on Red Skull.
I'm trying to put him in, like, definitely not neutral evil.
Definitely not, no.
In chaotic, there was a plan. There was a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, because chaotic evil, basically, it would say, okay.
A way to get there, and he respected the organization, even if he was using it and created it or whatever.
Exactly.
But
that's actually exactly the definition of lawful evil.
Yeah, because Red Skull is actually a part of the
machine. I see why you say chaotic, because he turned on the Nazis.
Yeah.
There was no respect for authority
but
there.
But it was his system.
He switched to a different set of authority.
He became the authority. Yeah. He was the system.
Yeah. He usurped the authority.
And
that's awful.
Do that. Yeah. See, he could have been chaotic before that when he was under the usurp of the Nazis. And then once he split off and did his own thing, then it's lawful.
He usurped a lawful evil authority to become a lawful evil authority. Yeah, yeah, he's exactly. lawful evil. Yeah.
So you got Red Skull. You've got...
Obadiah Stane.
Obadiah Stane, yes. Ooh. Wow.
I'm definitely saying neutral evil.
Neutral. Yeah.
Yeah, he's neutral.
Yeah.
He wouldn't go out.
Are you guys both saying neutral, neutral?
No,
neutral?
Neutral evil.
No, neutral evil.
No, neutral evil.
Yeah.
Selling the weapons of the guys to kill Tony Stark, nah.
Yeah.
And it's because he felt personally wronged to further his own goals.
Yeah.
Not lawful.
No.
Because then he would have respected Tony.
He would have let he would have tried to use Tony to twist the system into his favor.
He didn't give a shit about the government.
Yeah. No, yeah, he didn't give a shit about that. No, it was all about him.
Right, yep. Yeah.
But.
And it wasn't burn everybody.
Yeah.
No, it was I want to be in charge, and I'm going to take a straight line to get there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
He didn't want to kill everybody.
For my goal benefited me.
He just needed to take out the guys that were in his way.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the point
was...
Which sounds more like
lawful evil.
As soon as you said Obadiah Stane, the first thing I thought of was him going behind Tony's back to get the board to try and push him out. And I'm like, that's neutral evil.
Neutral evil, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think neutral evil...
He doesn't respect Tony. He completely sees the decision.
Well, lawful evil wouldn't have respected Tony.
Yeah, no, they would have. Yeah, they would have.
No,
yes.
Lawful evil, he would have been, this is the way I'm doing things. But
lawful evil would have been doing whatever the board wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
He did kind of go batshit at the end.
Well, it wasn't chaotic, though. He was still focused on
Tony. He was still focused on Tony. So that's...
Because if he took out Tony, there was no more resistance to his plan.
Exactly. So I think you got to go neutral evil on Obadiah Stane. That's really the only way
And he didn't want to take over. He didn't have this grand overarching plan. It was acquire weapons, sell weapons.
Make money.
Make money. Fuck neutral bitches, evil. Get money.
Neutral evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not count the elves from... They were chaotic evil. Dark elves.
The what?
The Dark Elves from...
Second Thor movie.
Thor Dark World.
Literally destroy the universe.
Destroy the entire universe.
Well, actually, before you even get there, then you've got the dude...
Whiplash?
No, before you even get to there, back in the original movie, the...
Loki?
No, the original...
Iron Man?
Iron Man movie, the guy that's in charge of
the
Ten Rings.
Okay.
Oh, Mandarin?
No, the first...
The terrorist.
Yeah, the terrorist.
The terrorist, yes.
Yeah. I said terrorist, and you went, he's a fucking terrorist. Yeah,
because, I mean, wasn't that called, like, the jihad of the Ten Rings or
something
like that?
Edub.
Yeah, they never really talked about his name. But you know what I'm talking about. The guy that
got it now. Right.
But you know what I'm talking about. The guy that's in charge of that group.
Burgers. Allison Burgers. Sorry.
Yeah.
I love those.
See, but the terrorists are a hard, because me personally, I start thinking about, like, real terrorists.
His alignment?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. The guy that Tony almost kills.
Yeah.
Lawful evil.
That's lawful evil.
That's lawful.
That is, he has a even though he's... Killing a bunch of
That is the evil.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's for a clearly defined goal.
Yeah. To achieve. Yeah.
The Ten Rings will take over. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then, let's see. Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, we've got...
That's Whiplash. That's Whiplash and Justin Hammer.
What? What are you talking about? Whiplash?
Iron Man 2.
Yeah, Whiplash.
Fucking bad fucking Russian accent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey Ruski.
he's a hard one because he doesn't give a shit about anything except
Revenge. Neutral evil.
That's neutral evil.
Taking the shit out of Tony Stark.
For stealing his idea for the art.
Yeah. Although, no, because he was really quick to turn on Justin Hammer, too. That was literally...
Well, that's just because...
He was burning the place down when he walked in. Chaotic neutral.
But that's just...
chaotic neutral. Chaotic evil.
I can't even go there because that's just because... Justin Hammer was trying to get in the way of him taking out Tony Stark.
No, they agreed when he was walking in they were going to kill Tony Stark. He had no reason to betray Justin Hammer other than he was being slowed down slightly. That is chaotic evil.
Inefficient.
Justin Hammer would have actually been neutral evil.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I hate Tony Stark. I need him dead. He's in my way.
He's the one holding me back trying to...
Or lawful evil. No?
No, I can't go lawful on no.
Funny if you think about it, Justin Hammer worked for Hydra.
Yeah.
But really...
Because that senator.
I mean, Whiplash's complete attention was on Tony Stark. He didn't give a shit...
And would burn anyone in the fucking way.
He didn't give a shit.
That is chaotic, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the moment he walked on the racetrack.
Exactly.
I'm going to chop my way through 30 fucking cars of innocent people that didn't do anything to me to kill Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't give a shit about anything except...
Achieving his goal.
Killing fucking Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Every ends justify the means.
Yeah. Exactly.
And no one
I'll turn on my allies. I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Anyway, I will win in any way possible to achieve and use any means.
And it wasn't reaction. It wasn't
so like I said, the focus was Tony Stark. And that's where I go evil. Or not evil, but lawful.
No. No, 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 no. No, that's not how that works.
Chaotic evil can be focused.
Right.
It's like, I joke about it, but the burn the women, rape the crops.
Right.
You're definitely conquering. Your goal is to conquer and destroy at the same time.
What plan did Whiplash have?
Kill Tony Stark.
Kill Tony Stark.
Exactly.
That's
chaotic.
That's chaotic. He had no way to get from point A to point B.
It wasn't reactionary. Tony did nothing to him. And technically, Tony did nothing to his dad.
Yeah.
He was fucking crazy.
You know, now that I think about it, I would actually go more chaotic neutral.
No.
No.
Because, yes, he was evil, but only against the one guy.
But it was self-destructive.
Yes.
He was willing to die to get his goal.
With you making the active choice to destroy innocent lives for no fucking reason whatsoever, besides to kill Tony Stark, that is evil.
It's not neutral.
It's not neutral. It's not you choosing to... neutral? Let me put it to you this way. A neutral act is what Batman did to... Ra's al Ghul in Dark Knight in Batman Begins.
No, we're not even going there.
That's a really sketchy
DC
example.
That's not Marvel.
I would say what he did to Bane.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do anything to Bane. She did. I think you're right. Chaotic evil. Now that we get to it,
yeah. It was there was no fucking semblance of a plan. It was kill Tony Stark.
Exactly.
Fuck everyone in my way. And I will kill scores of people to do it.
Right, but you see, back in my day, that was chaotic neutral.
That's weird. Like, I'd hate to meet a chaotic evil character in or chaotic evil bad guy in your guys' campaign.
So, anyway.
The evil implies the intention, where you're going with it. If you know what you're doing is fucked up and wrong.
Right, but they also took the alignments and see when they were doing that. They took it more on a world view. If you had a vendetta against one person, it was different than if you had, like, if your plans were to take over the world versus to, like, you had to kill this one person type thing.
Because see, the other part is you can have a vendetta as a paladin.
Yeah,
but that doesn't make you neutral or even evil. It can be a completely justified, morally right vendetta. It's the implication of, why do I hate this guy? His dad argued with my dad, and my dad died.
Right.
So I hate that guy.
Back in my day, a paladin could not have that vendetta. A paladin can pretty much only have a vendetta against, like, a lich. Or some kind of undead.
Or someone that's doing let's say,
a chaotic evil type.
Right. In the circumstances that we're talking about, let's say, for example, you had a vendetta as a paladin against someone,
who killed your partner. Your co-paladin.
In that circumstance, they have committed evil.
Right, but even then, at the time when you finally caught up with the guy,
you couldn't kill them.
No, you could if he was still doing that type of thing. But if you caught up to him and he had basically, let's say, changed his ways slightly or something like that.
Shit.
You've committed a crime, so I can arrest you, but I can't put you down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But definitely in the new D&D, there are definitely situations where a lawful good or any good character can have a clearly defined vendetta.
Yeah, see, and we couldn't do that back in my day. You know, a lawful good had to be lawful good.
That's crazy.
A lawful good could not have a vendetta. Because you're not lawful good.
I'm going to take this vampire prisoner. No, you're not.
Well, you could.
Well, I'm a paladin.
Well, like I said, a lawful good could against undead. That's one thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because undead or not, undead or...
One of the other things is the list of deities is probably a different thing. Because you can be a paladin. You do have to be lawful good to be a paladin, but you can serve you either have to have a lawful, non-evil, lawful, or good deity. So you can have a lawful, neutral deity. Like I think there's actually a deity that is obsessed with justice.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And see, we didn't do that back in the day. We didn't have the separate deity. You know.
And everybody's like, justice. That means you arrest everybody. No, you can kill them too. You're at that point. You actually became Judge Dredd.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you see,
your deity entrusts you to actually make that decision.
Right. See, the way lawful good worked in our back in our day is that you could kill them if they were attacking you or other people.
Yeah.
You couldn't just flat out kill somebody.
Oh, yeah, they changed that then, because, I mean, you can't have a conversation with a shopkeeper, pull out a dagger and stab him in the throat. That's fucking, no.
That's evil. Right.
That's evil. It's like, literally like an example of the justice deity. The deity, like one of his domains is the justice domain. If you're in there and you think that this guy is going to be killed anyway at court and he's done some really evil shit right here right now, you can summarily judge him and
we couldn't summarily judge anything.
Yeah.
No, it's different, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm in that case I'm glad they made that change.
Opens it up a little bit.
Because everybody was saying paladins were always just so fucking bland because you couldn't kill anybody. It's like, no, there's ways around that.
Yeah.
Pick your deity right, pick your alignments well and the alignment of your deity and the domains well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wait, what were we on? No, we were on Whiplash.
Yeah.
Justin Hammer.
Neutral evil.
Whiplash, chaotic evil. It's even how it played out.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah.
Neutral evil tried to make a deal to further his goals, and chaotic evil's like, I'm going to burn you the first chance I get.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay, so you allowed me to create the weapons that I needed. Okay, now you die.
Where is my bird?
We'll get you another bird. Where is my bird? That doesn't matter.
As soon as they had to handcuff him, chaotic evil.
Yep.
They're both evil, and the neutral evil felt compelled to handcuff him.
Yeah.
That's chaotic evil.
Yeah. I don't trust you. I can't trust you.
Or he walks in and literally rips the drone apart in the first 5 seconds. That's chaotic evil. Doesn't even know how it works. Just ripped it apart. Why? To figure out how it works.
Yep.
All right, so Whiplash, Justin Hammer, Terrorist
That's how
guy,
I know I'm getting
Obadiah
old
Stain.
Because when I put a shelf in the bathroom just so I had something to hold on to when I piss.
You got to do the lean to.
Oh, yeah. When you know, I can tell I'm over 40 because I grab hold of that shelf and I start going,
not Guy Ritchie.
It sounds like I'm having sex when I'm taking a piss, you know?
What was the third Iron Man movie? What was that actor's name? Because I'm drawing a fucking blank.
Wait a minute, the third
Guy Pierce?
No.
Wait a minute, hold on.
No, Guy Pierce is the director.
The third Iron Man movie?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. It's the one with the Mandarin. that wasn't really the Mandarin.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the guy that is the Mandarin.
Oh,
the fire guy. The guy that leads AIM. I can't remember that. Is it Guy Pearce?
I have no fucking
Guy Ritchie's
idea.
The director. It might be Guy Pearce. It's Guy Pearce. That makes way too much sense.
I have no idea.
But anyway, Lawful Evil.
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley playing Trevor Slattery, a.k.a. Fake Mandarin. Neutral.
Yeah, he was neutral. He didn't give a shit. Yeah.
Either way.
I don't care.
They gave cocaine and hookers.
Hookers and beer to pretend to kill people.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he's neutral. That's just
Guy Pearce is Aldrich Killian. Yeah.
Aldrich Killian, Lawful Evil.
Yeah.
Wants to rule the world. Plan to do so. Won't kill Penny or Pepper.
Yeah, but he tried.
How many hookers can you get? You're really fucking rich.
He tried to kill her. He pumped her full of that shit.
She's a really good Pepper Potts, but I wish she was more attractive to have all these guys obsessed over her.
Yeah.
She's an attractive person, but to have two different dudes
especially obsessed with her? The richest guy in the world?
Yeah. Two of the richest guys in the world. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm not saying she's not a really great person, but I think you could obsess over somebody different.
Maybe she's got snapper snatch, you know. And she can...
That's why God invented Asians.
Wow. No, they invented Asians, so they went sideways. You didn't.
Frank, we need to have a decision. I don't know.
I lived in Japan for a year. They don't go sideways.
Are you sure those were women?
Yes, I'm sure.
Did you ever spend time in Bangkok?
It could have just as easily been a box surgery, Frank.
Can you neither confirm nor deny the fact that you are in Bangkok?
All right. Maybe I would... Okay. Maybe it was that I was sideways. I don't know.
On sake.
All right. So Iron Man 3 didn't take as much time to give it. Let's see. We've already talked about...
It was
about,
as obvious as that movie was.
Right. Right. Now, we've talked about, let's see, Captain America, you've got... Who are the bad guys in Captain America? You've got...
Red Skull. And then Robert Redford.
What?
Robert Redford.
What?
Robert Redford.
Well, I know that. I'm sure. What?
I don't know his character name. It was some generic fucking Senator Kingsley or something.
Dumb shit.
Senator Irish last name.
The dude, the senator that was over Hydra. Not Hydra, but S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D. was Hydra.
Yeah. We're
Well, we'll jump to the...
If we're going with the scientist, I'm going with true... No, not true neutral. Neutral evil.
Yeah.
The scientist is neutral evil.
Are you talking about the little geeky guy with the glasses that showed up later in the computer?
Yeah.
Neutrally, yeah.
He knows what he's doing is fucked up, but he really wants to become a scientist.
Bucky Barnes. Because that's the bad guy. That's the main bad guy.
That doesn't count terribly because he's under mind control.
Exactly.
He's brainwashed.
Because straight up Bucky Barnes.
When he whacked him in the head with the shield.
No. I mean straight up Bucky Barnes from the first one when he was still actually Bucky Barnes.
Neutral good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes.
When he's the Winter Soldier.
It's lawful evil, but it doesn't count.
I know, because you can still see the neutral because he's fighting it.
Right, yeah.
He's following orders. He's not lawful evil because he's not trying to take over.
He's following orders, but he's following orders under duress because remember the scene where he's sitting there saying, who was that guy? I think I know him. What the hell am I doing? Blah, blah, blah. Wipe his memory. We'll start over.
Yeah.
And it's not really chaotic because he didn't purposely kill civilians.
Exactly.
Right.
They were in the way, and that's the brainwashing.
Yeah.
It's got to be neutral evil because of the brainwashing.
Yeah. I agree with that.
If anything, the brainwashing turns him into chaotic evil, but that's still a fine line.
Right. But I'll
give it a 50-50 on the two.
Right. I'm leaning more towards neutral on Winter Soldier just because he's fighting the programming.
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely agree.
Yeah. Absolutely. If a gun was put to my head to pick one for him, it'd be neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
basically anybody in Hydra is either going to be neutral or lawful.
Right. Yeah. But what I mean is if he accepted the programming and did it, that's one thing. But he's fighting the programming. He's still trying to, well, look what happened at the end of the movie. He's fighting the programming. He wants to be eventually Bucky Barnes again.
Yeah. There's a lot of neutral evil and lawful evil in that movie.
Yeah. Because
Crossbones is lawful evil.
Yeah.
Or even neutral evil. He's a mercenary.
Hold on, Crossbones.
The dude that got blown to shit.
No, he didn't die.
I know, but he got blown to shit.
He was the lead, not mercenary, he was the lead strike team guy.
Yeah.
The guy that was talking to him in the elevator.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so what else do we have?
Who is Captain Kick on the boat, or whatever his fucking comic book character name, the French guy. Neutral evil, he's a mercenary. Yeah.
All right, so then we've done the Captain America movies, we've done the Iron Man movies.
We haven't done Ultron.
We never said lawful evil.
We haven't worked.
How
there
can we
yet?
Not be more obvious?
How could you not be more
he's
obvious?
He's trying to kill
the
entire world.
He's a fucking computer trying to destroy the entire world.
It is a fine. I see what you're doing there because it's a gray area.
Ultron cannot be chaotic. He's a machine.
He wants to destroy the entire world for machines to take over. That's where I say it's the gray area. Because he's willing to destroy the entire world to get his thing done. But it's so his system comes into place.
And didn't we say Tony was chaotic good, right?
Right.
So.
Well, the exact opposite of chaotic good would be lawful evil.
No. No. He, because we said.
No, he's actually. No, you're right, Frank. I'm sorry. I said no too quickly. He's absolutely right.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah,
chaotic
right.
Good, no respect for authority, ends justify the means. Lawful evil, my way or the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
My way or dead. Or he still might be dead if I'm a lich.
Yeah, that basically, actually, Ultron is more like my way and you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying it's a fine line.
It's my way until I don't need you anymore, then you're dead, you know?
Yep.
I'll say it's a kind of a sketchy concept because of that whole world destroy in order to dominate the world.
Right, wow. But he's also trying to recreate the world in his own. Basically, he's trying to do he's probably trying to pull a Terminator. He's trying to recreate the
he's
world.
He's trying to be Skynet.
Pretty much, yeah.
Avengers 2, Rise of the Machines.
Yeah. but I mean, before we even get there, let's see, we've done Iron Man. We've done Captain America.
We didn't do Vision.
Oh, shit.
Definitely neutral good, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well.
He moved the hammer. He's got to be within one alignment of Thor.
Yep.
No. Actually, because there's a thought there that because Vision is possibly a machine.
Nope. He said specifically he stands for good.
I know, but I'm talking about in picking up Thor's
hammer.
He's
more than a machine, though.
And he specifically
said. I know that, but I'm talking about how the hammer thought of him. It said, oh, look, an inanimate, non-sentient object is trying to pick me up. That's fine.
He's not. He is sentient, though.
He is sentient.
I'm talking about how the hammer thought of him.
We know.
Yeah, I know.
Vision, Vision is not organic.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
He's part.
He's part, but he's also not. So it's one of those weird things.
But to
things
say he's
where,
not is wrong.
Right. But like I said, it's one of those weird things where the hammer probably went, hey, what the fuck? You know? because I personally think of
no,
the
hammer. No, that's dismissing his dialogue.
I know. Well,
where they specifically asked whose side is he on. He's like, I'm not really. He's fucking Treebeard. He's not really on anybody's side. But then he specifically states he's for good.
If he had to go anywhere with Vision, it would have to be neutral good.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you said no. And
I didn't hear you say that.
I was like, it's definitely neutral good because he doesn't.
Well, no. I said no when you said because he picked up Thor's hammer.
No, he said that.
Okay. But like I said, there's the theory out there that because the Vision is a machine, that's why he could pick up Thor's hammer.
Bullshit. Because the enchantment is specifically whoever be so worthy.
I know, but since the Vision is a machine, he's not a whoever, he's a whatever. He can pick up the machine. Like I said, that's a theory that's out there.
You ready? I'm not even drunk or I haven't even read the fan theories. How come the truck couldn't move the hammer?
What truck?
the first Thor movie, they fucking strapped a chain to it and pulled on it with a fucking truck. That's a machine and an inanimate object. Couldn't move it.
Yep.
Again, but a person was driving that truck, so you know.
So it's the intentions of who's moving it.
Right, but a person was not driving Vision. The machine was driving itself, basically.
Yeah, he was sentient. Point.
So, well, sentient, we're not talking about. We're talking about organic versus, you know. So
then your theory is completely blown out.
I'm not talking about my theory.
We should have seen a scene where Ultron tried to pick up the hammer and failed, and it would have been hilarious.
That would have actually been cool as fuck.
Because then we knew. All right, the hammer is smart.
Yeah, that would have been cool as fuck. Because I've always thought of the hammer as being semi-sentient.
Well, it has to be.
You know.
Mjolnir has to be.
They've covered that in the comic books. It has its own kind of moral philosophy built into it.
Again,
I know we're in the MCU.
But even in the MCU, I've always thought.
So then we throw in Odin is the one that put the enchantment on it, so it's basically Odin's spell working.
Right.
I think Odin's smart enough to account for machines. Yeah,
he knows machines. He knows that machines exist.
I know he does. But like I said, at that point, I'm just throwing shit that I've seen out there.
Yeah, I got you.
Just because I thought about it for a minute, I'm like, wait a minute. Vision was a machine, so it would make sense that he could pick up the hammer.
Yeah, but the enchantment is whoever be so worthy, whatever be so worthy.
I know, but a what should be able to, you know, if they said whosoever shall be worthy, if the hammer thinks, oh, that's not a person, that's not a who, I can move. But then when you think about like what he said, where the truck couldn't move it, but a person was trying to drive that truck. So it okay. We'll just have to wait and see.
But again,
a person was in control of the truck. Nobody controls Vision except Vision. But if the hammer couldn't make that determination, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Right.
We'll
write up the rules on it and put the enchantment on there. You have to be either lawful or neutral to be able to move it at all. Yeah. And then a strength check, and then
instead of saying whosoever shall be worthy and his name be Thor.
Yeah.
No, it's whosoever shall be worthy.
One of my favorite arguments
and the thing that I loved about that, because remember I said that during the movie when we were watching it.
Well, that's just crazy, because then Ultron is smart enough to figure out that he could move the hammer, why did he build the fucking Sky Island? But he could have just dropped the hammer, literally dropped the hammer.
Right. Yeah. But remember while we were watching the movie and they were doing that scene where they're all trying to pick up fucking the hammer, and fucking Captain America goes to pick it up.
And it wiggles.
And it wiggles. Does it wiggle? And, you know, and it was one of those because the look Thor gives the hammer when he goes to do it, he basically gives it that, like that. And then I swore to God I saw it wiggle because I tapped Matt on the shoulder. I'm like, did that fucking wiggle?
No, if it fucking wiggled.
That's what I said. I looked at it. I'm like, did that fucking wiggle?
It was a couple millimeters of shift in the weight, and that's when his face was like, uh-oh.
Right. So, I mean, at least.
Then Matt, it didn't budge anymore, and he's like, yeah, all
right. Right. But
there's something in there that's
stopping. But, I mean, we all had that thought that went, did that fucking wiggle?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know,
I bet you I know what's stopping Captain America from picking up that hammer.
Doubt. Self-doubt.
Nope. Even worse. Because it's always been the plague of Captain America. Everybody hates the character for this. Well, not everybody, but a ton of people hate the character. Self-righteousness. I know what's right.
Oh, the superior Boy Scout syndrome? Yeah.
I know what's right because I know it, whereas Thor had to learn it. I bet that's what's fucking stopping
it. You know, that could be, too.
It's not even pride. It's just self-righteousness.
Yeah, but if you think about it, of all of the other members of the Avengers, who would have the best chance?
Right, Captain America. Absolutely, yeah. You know. That's why it wiggled. That's why fucking...
Yeah, Mjolnir had to think about it for a minute and say,
oh my God! Oh, well, this guy's kind of full of himself. I better not let him take over.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but then again, too, if you think at the beginning of Thor was fucking full of himself like crazy.
Right, exactly. That's what we're saying. And that's why it was taken away. You were he was... I know what's right.
Exactly.
We need to take on those frost giants.
And Odin was like, that's not right. Here you go.
You would risk
but then
war,
again, you know. But then again, after the events of what happened to this, I wonder what would happen if he tried to pick it up now.
Who? Thor?
Captain America. Getting not quite so full of himself now.
Right. Yeah. He might actually be able to pick the hammer up now.
Did anything really change for Cap though? If anything, I think it got worse because of that conversation with Tony. Yeah.
You know, it might have because Captain America believes he's completely 100% right, even though he's...
That was literally the gist of the conversation with Tony, is that he was scolding Tony because he should have known better. It's like...
Well, no, what I'm talking about is because Captain America is basically willing to say, this organization, which I thought was right, is now wrong. I'm gone. I'm chastised, blah, blah, blah. But then again, he may even be more full of himself, really, at this point, because he realized that.
Yeah. It's the absolutist stance. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree I agree with that point entirely, just on another point, because of that conversation with Tony.
Yeah.
That whole, you should have known. What the fuck were you doing? You helped somebody build fucking three carriers that were going to murder half the Earth's population. <Yeah.
laughs> You don't get to be fucking morally justified.
They built that under your nose and you didn't know.
But it was just a thought. You know, I mean, if you think about it, Captain America was kind of brought down a notch. But was he?
He wasn't. I don't think he was. No, the self-righteousness got worse, especially when he reformed the Avengers.
Actually, I think it might be one of those where he was brought down a notch, but he retrenched. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That self-righteous streak got stronger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basically, maybe not so much pride. His pride got knocked down a bit, but his self-righteousness
went up. Yeah.
Well, I did the right thing, so obviously I knew it was right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you're never touching that hammer.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do we got for bad guys? Ultron, blah, blah, blah. That's, Thor's bad guys.
Oh, shit. Guardians of the Galaxy. We didn't go through those guys.
We haven't even got there yet.
We started with the Avengers. We were trying to keep it on Earth.
Yeah, we're dealing with the Earth first, then we can do Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think we...
I'm actually starting to get hungry.
What did we... All right, hold on.
Did we?
We're not covering the Hulk.
Oh, we had Taco Bell. Okay,
at like 12 hours ago.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't 10 o'clock.
Hulk movies were stupid. We're not doing.
Yeah,
those.
We're not counting those Hulk movies. We're basically
Black
Iron
Widow
Man
and Hawkeye. I don't really have a villain.
No, because they don't have their own movies.
They're set pieces.
Right. See, okay, so we did Iron Man. We did Captain America.
We did Thor.
Thor.
We're passing on Hulk. That's it.
And then you got straight up Avengers, which was Avengers 1
was Loki,
which we've already done.
And Ultron.
Avengers 2 was Ultron. Yeah, so we're done with those. All right.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Most of those, I think, actually, if you think about it, had an alignment shift in the middle of the movie.
Gamora was neutral evil and then shifted to chaotic good.
I would have shifted her to neutral good.
Neutral good. Yeah, I could see that.
And it's much more believable because she was definitely
serving. If you wanted to go chaotic good for anybody, chaotic good would probably apply more toward Drax.
Chaotic who? Chaotic what?
Good.
No, chaotic good is hands down.
No, he was selfish as shit. Chaotic neutral.
Well, no, during the movie, I'm talking about at the end.
Yeah, after,
I think he'd go from chaotic.
After he got his ass kicked by Ronan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's another I'd thrown in neutral good because he stopped being chaotic. He was working with the plans with everybody.
And it wasn't think about it. Yeah, selfish. Because he always did. Well, it was selfish, but he always had a plan. His plan was to take out Ronan. And
that's
then
not a
Ronan,
plan.
That's very similar to the same plan that fucking Whiplash had.
Okay,
kill Ronan. That's not a plan.
Let me rephrase that. He had a goal, and then once Ronan was taken out, then he said, hey, wait a minute.
Well, I'm
Ronan
talking about
was
like
just kind of the pawn here. I actually need to take out Thanos.
Like when they're storming the ship, though, he's working with allies. He's not when they see Ronan, he doesn't just get obsessed, run in and suicide run to try and kill him.
Well, unlike earlier on the planet,
right? Because he got his ass kicked by Ronan and realized that didn't fucking work. And
I realized that chaotic neutral to chaotic or pardon me to neutral good.
Actually,
seems
I think chaotic neutral probably beforehand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
definitely.
I say neutral good. Just like Gamora.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they both realized they had to do something for the greater good and work with people.
Yeah.
And then...
Star-Lord is
no,
the definite...
No, we'll say... Hold on. We'll say Star-Lord
Star-Lord's
the
for
end.
Last? All right.
Because then we got to deal with Rocket first. My personal favorite character on the movie.
Chaotic neutral to start, for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
it wasn't lawful because he was wanted to. He was a bounty hunter that was wanted by the law. The irony.
Right, but you see Rocket and
Groot
get a little bit weird because each other is their thing.
I would say Groot's neutral.
Groot's a fucking druid, man.
Groot is the definition of a druid.
Groot is a druid, but he really gives a shit about the team, whether it be Rocket or the other guy.
Well, he comes to that, yeah.
But that could be, that's the good side.
Right.
Caring about other people does not necessarily mean you're lawful or chaotic. You're good.
Right. But I mean, even when you first meet Groot, it's Rocket.
No, that's not good either. Caring about people doesn't mean good. Caring about people that you shouldn't care about would imply good, but loving your mom and dad does not mean you're a good person.
Right. Even a chaotic evil guy.
Hitler loved Eva Braun.
Exactly.
True. That's true.
Exactly. You got to think of a larger geopolitical.
What I'm saying, neutral, because he was pretty much doing whatever Rocket told him to do.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and Rocket's at least
I'm going to kill people. It's like, go put that person in a bag. All
right. Right.
Why? Because, they're wanted. Okay.
Right, because, I mean, like I said, almost all of these characters went through an alignment shift during the movie.
Yeah.
Even Star-Lord.
I can see a shift to neutral good for Groot, but I'm still saying, because he fucking went apeshit on those guys in that tunnel.
Right, but he was doing that for the benefit of the rest of his team.
And the rest of that world. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Groot, I think if anybody of the group, Groot probably had the most, I don't know, what do you want to call it? The most... He cared about everybody else more than I think everybody cared about.
That's true. Else. Yes.
But whether it was acceptance, like he wanted them to accept him, or whether it was he just had a natural ability to care about his circle.
Well, he was a tree and he gave them stuff.
But you know what I mean.
He's almost like a giving tree.
Right. But I mean, was he giving that love and care because they accepted him, or was he doing it because it was in his actual nature to do that?
Nature. He's fucking tree.
Fucking tree nature, yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I think he actually did care about Rocket, but again, that doesn't mean he's good. As we discussed with Quicksilver, caring about a sister doesn't mean he's good.
Yeah, you can be evil and care about
certain
your
things.
Family and stuff like that. But like I said, I think if anybody, Groot doesn't really change throughout the movie.
No.
If I had to go anywhere with Groot, I would say Groot was probably your true neutral.
Yeah.
Scene that nails it for me is they're discussing how they're going to escape, and he says he needs a battery, and Groot goes, all right.
Oh, look, there's a battery.
Got it.
Right.
Didn't even listen to the rest of the plan. We need a battery to get out of here.
All right.
Yeah.
We got your battery.
Need to get that last.
Or we can get it first and figure the rest of it out.
Yeah, or we improvise. Get that first and then improvise.
Right? Yeah, I think you got to go with true neutral.
I think neutral's
Rocket is chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Rocket, well, he started out chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
And then switched to chaotic good.
Yes, chaotic good at the end.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I got to go with chaotic.
Because he was fucking insulting the guys as he was flying around to save the day.
Although the scene that really fucks up our entire thought is at the end, after everything's all said and good, and Rocket is crying over Groot, and Drax comes over and starts petting him. And that just fucks up my entire theory on everything. And I'm like, son of a bitch, you fuckers.
Well, that's
why
we were saying he shifted to neutral good just like Gamora.
Right.
Because he actually cared about,
He started to care about the little vermin, whatever, and rat. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about Rocket here at this point. You know, Rocket's pretty much.
He can get sad as a chaotic neutral.
Right. But I mean, Rocket's crying over Groot. Drax come over and pets Rocket, and Rocket kind of goes, okay, you're cool. You can pet me.
Yeah.
And, you know. So it was just, like I said, that one scene that just kind of fucked my whole world up. Like, yeah. Son of a... You motherfucker!
Wait, did you get misty-eyed? Is that what
you did? Yes.
Okay, there we go. All right. I thought you were saying it fucks up the alignment thing. I'm like, how?
Right. I'm like, you son of a bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, no. His speech when he was when he was drunk and yelling at Drax. And
yeah, that got misty a little bit.
That was the one. It's like, oh, yeah. Wow.
Thanks, Bradley Cooper, you piece of shit.
All right. So I think neutral or true neutral on Groot.
Yeah.
Now at the end, although when he does his other tearjerker scene where
we are Groot, yeah.
We are Groot and all that kind of stuff.
Neutral good? Willing to sacrifice himself?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's neutral good, yeah.
So that's I mean not saying it legally, that's three shifts neutral good.
But then again,
one shift to chaotic good.
But then again, Groot, being a member of his species, probably knows that they pick up any little one piece of him and put him in a pot.
But did he know that at least one piece of him was going to survive?
Not necessarily. There's no way to know that.
Could have been a fireball and he burned.
Right. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think there at the end, I'm actually leaning towards maybe neutral good on
yeah.
him more
yeah.
through the whole thing.
That's possible. He's the one that I would take.
Because he really never changed the whole movie.
Yeah.
Groot's the druid that packs the useless spells.
Right. but what I mean is him and his personality really never changed the whole movie.
We can't see in here. Somebody got a wand of light. Don't worry. I got these fucking things that come out of my hand. Because I packed that spell. Why not lightning bolt? Because fuck you.
Right.
I'm a druid. I'm neutral. I don't give a shit.
Right. Now, Star-Lord. Does he really change in the movie?
No.
I'd say yes.
I think...
Because at one point it goes from acquire currency to save universe.
Right. But I also think inherently he was always that guy, but he never had the group with him.
And he never any hit.
He was specifically fucking over his allies. Again, he didn't even view them as allies, even right. though they thought he was part of their group, to get the orb and sell it first and get all the money. I can't think of a more chaotic neutral act.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
The party is arguing and your bard or rogue sneaks off and steals it by themselves.
Right, but I mean pretty much immediately, as soon as he gets a group that he can... trust.
Yeah.
I'm doing air quotes here. Trust. He pretty much immediately takes charge, says, you're my guys. I got to go chaotic good on him at the end.
Yeah, shifted to good.
Yeah.
But as soon as the motive, switched from get money, because they could have ran the fuck away. Yeah. Once Ronan had the Infinity Gem, they could have fucking bolted and never been seen again.
And he was like, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah. It was that alignment shift that, no, we got to do the right
thing. Yeah, but he's still a chaotic motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not saying that.
We're saying chaotic.
He went through the same shift that Han Solo did.
I thought you were saying he was chaotic good in the beginning. I'm like, no, he was selfish as shit.
No. I was thinking, I'm like, what really changed on him?
Here's the scene.
Because I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, initially I was thinking, I'm like, all right, he's a selfish bastard at the beginning. That's really the easiest way to explain it. And then at the end, he's still selfish, but he's selfish for his group instead of just for him.
Yeah. Well, you're still here. Yeah. Breet. Yeah. Chaotic neutral.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Who are you again?
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Yeah. Now.
Man who is late with an ask.
What's his name? Hold on. What's his name?
It was one time.
All right. Now, Ronan. Not Ronan. The other guy. The blue guy with the arrow. With the...
Yondu.
Yeah.
Oh, Yondu. That is... He's not chaotic evil. He's chaotic neutral.
I think he's more lawful neutral.
That's true. Yeah, I can see that.
And I don't think he really changes much.
He sure as hell ain't good.
He's an authority figure.
Yeah. But he's not evil.
No, he's definitely not evil.
Don't screw over your fellow space pirates.
There's a code.
Yeah. I'm thinking lawful neutral on him.
Even if it's a fucked up code.
Yeah.
And he's not willing to burn other people unless they burn him first.
Yeah.
He fucking jumped in a ship and crash landed that bitch to save a planet. That he had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the end he's like,
hey. No, he got shot down.
Well, that's what I mean. He crashed into that shit. Yeah. He got shot down, crashed.
But he was convinced to do the greater good, but he still was doing it with selfish motives.
So I'm thinking lawful neutral on him.
Yeah, it's lawful neutral.
Yeah, I'll go with lawful neutral. Yeah, I can take that.
Now.
Collector.
Oh, the collector.
Neutral.
Neutral.
Neutral doesn't give
a care.
Give
a shit one way or the other.
He's got his grove.
He's got his job.
I think the collector is pretty much the epitome of true neutral.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll deal with anyone. Don't fucking care.
Exactly.
I have my collection of stuff.
Yep. Me. I don't care about being in charge of your shit. I've got my shit right here.
Poor Benicio del Toro.
Right? Yeah.
You make one fucked up movie with Johnny Depp, and no one ever takes you seriously again.
Wait, do I?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I never seen it. All right.
He played a really fucked up character in that. Well, not evil, but just kind of fucked in the head character.
All right.
And after that, no serious acting roles that are really good leading roles for him.
All right. Then you've got... Ooh. Then you've got Ronan. And I'm immediately leaning towards chaotic evil.
Yes. He burnt the shit out of...
He even defied his own government, so he's not lawful.
Yeah. And immediately spun on Thanos when he had the power to achieve his own goal. He doesn't really have a plan beyond
destroy Xandar. Destroy planet,
get to Xandar, hit it with hammer... And I'll figure it out as I go along.
Yeah.
So, he's chaotic evil.
And then Thanos.
Thanos is lawful evil.
Well, no, Thanos, I honestly.
You're both wrong. He's neutral evil.
I honestly.
Sits in a chair, evil.
I honestly don't think we know enough about Thanos to be able to make a decision.
Oh, no, he's definitely neutral evil. I'm just fucking with you.
I don't think we have enough information on Thanos.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
We can assume he's evil?
We can assume he's evil. But is he neutral or is he lawful? We don't know yet.
Hell, he might even... Well... I don't know.
Because we don't know what the fuck he's doing there yet.
We don't know the MCU's version of him
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
And sticking straight to the MCU, we don't know enough about...
Right, yeah.
Going beyond that, he was... Everyone always considered him lawful evil, but it's like, no, he's new. It was his death obsession.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards lawful evil on him. The only reason being is, A, he shows up at the end of every fucking movie... And it seems to me that he had a plan, at least at one point, and then at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, it fell apart, and he said, fuck it, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
See, the only reason I'm kind of strongly pushing towards neutral evil is he's determined to recruit others to do the dirty work. To further his own goals.
Right.
He doesn't want to be directly in control of calling the shots.
Right, but then again, too, it also seemed to me like he had an overall arching plan that just fell apart on him.
Well, yeah, his plan right now is acquire Infinity Stones.
Right.
And he's not doing it at all costs. He's being very methodical about it.
Yeah, but being methodical about it would lean you towards the lawful.
Or towards order.
I can't swing
towards
it.
Towards lawful, towards order. Exactly.
I guess until we know his end game with the Infinity Gems, I'm not going to say L or E.
That's what I said. You can't. It's not chaotic because he's methodical.
Yeah.
But I can't lean. I can't go lawful or neutral. It could go
either
way.
For all we know, he just wants them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We know he doesn't. We know, but for all we know,
for those who read the comic books, we know that's not the fucking goal.
Now the assumption
it is to destroy the fucking with the Infinity Gauntlet, with the Infinity Gauntlet and the gems. It is to destroy the fucking universe and remake it in his own image.
That's what I said. Which would be a lawful. Which was straight up lawful.
Nope. No, that's chaotic. He wants to destroy the entire fucking universe and kill everyone in it.
In like 30 seconds, right. but that's the comics and it doesn't matter. But hold on.
Right. But in that justification, then the ends justify the means.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
We're talking about the MCU here. And that's why I'm saying in the MCU, we don't have enough information on Thanos.
I agree with that.
He said if you're a fan of the comic books and you know comic book Thanos, then you know he's definitely chaotic evil, and you were saying, no, that's lawful.
I don't know anything about Thanos in the.
That's why I was going to give you a 10-second brief. He is literally in love with an entity that encompasses the essence of death.
Yeah.
All right.
And wants to marry her.
All right. But
and she refuses him. Who's also in love with Deadpool?
Yeah. Right.
Death is in love with Deadpool. Right.
But leaving it to the MCU.
Yep.
Indeterminate.
Evil, we know.
Definitely evil.
But it's neutral a toss-up between now. It's a toss-up between neutral
and lawful. Yeah.
Because we don't know his endgame yet.
Right. He exhibits both characteristics, too.
Exactly. If you want to go there, Deadpool. I think Deadpool is your epitome of chaotic neutral.
Because he's got the Chitauri.
Mm-hmm.
So he already has an existent, established place of power.
Right.
But he sends Ronan to get one Infinity Gem.
Right.
That's why I'm saying he already had the ability to do that. He's already lawful evil. That's why I'm saying he exhibits both. So I'm not judging.
Right. And that's why I'm saying at this point in time, I don't think we have enough information on Thanos to be able to make a determination one way or the other. The only thing we can rule out is chaotic.
Yeah.
For now.
For now. Until he actually... Basically, once he hits his end game...
There's two guys that know exactly what's going to happen. It's chaotic.
Once Thanos gets to his end game, all hell breaks loose.
They would have to change...
A lot
to change him away from chaos.
Yeah. He doesn't give one single fuck about anything beyond the destruction of the universe.
Right. So he can literally fuck death.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, at this point,
I understand.
But we're not going to leave the fans paying attention to this podcast at home with a, we don't know.
Yeah, no, well, I totally know.
Because then if anybody ever listens, they're like, you guys are idiots. You know Thanos is chaotic.
Right. Because, I mean, honestly, the way Thanos strikes me, and this is why I lean more towards lawful than neutral, is that if his plan completely falls the fuck apart, I'm not sure he knows how to handle it. But the end of the movie where he says, fuck it, I'll do it myself.
He just big blues.
Exactly. You know, fuck it, I'll do it myself leans me towards lawful or towards neutral.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Yes.
Up until that point where he's getting other people to do his bidding and do the...
Yeah, he shifts across the lawful, neutral, chaotic spectrum.
This is why we were saying it's fun, because right now it's a gray area between the two and you're completely ruling out the third. It's like, but we know he's the third.
Right, but see, I'm ruling out chaotic at this point.
That's why we're laughing.
Yeah, because I know the end goal.
Well, you know the end goal because you've read the comics. Whether that's what they're doing in the MCU is a completely different story.
Like everything's lining up so far.
Yeah.
They would have to literally take everything they've done and go up.
And there you go. And be willing to piss off the fans to
literally
do it.
But then again, you never know. They could eventually end up making Thanos a pussy like they did the Mandarin. I personally don't think that the Mandarin that they had in Iron Man 2 or Iron Man 3 was the real Mandarin.
There's actually a one shot that says it's not, but
yeah,
it was on a DVD.
But I'm basing that off of
what?
I'm basically...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, what did you say?
There's a one-shot short.
Hold on.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, that it was a giant... It literally was the double con. Right?
Yeah.
Double
con. I'm basing this off of a television comic book series. Mm-hmm. Right? So, where basically, like, this Mandarin was a fake Mandarin that he, while he had the Ten Rings, he didn't have the ability to control them because he was not in the genetic line of the Mandarin.
Right.
He was a stepfather.
Which is exactly, well, no, what, in the one shot that I've seen.
What are you doing, man?
With the one shot that I've seen, Trevor Slattery is actually in prison, right? And there is a agent of the Mandarin that comes and sees him and says, hey, guess what? Since you claim to be the Mandarin, I'm just going to, I've been ordered to kill you to hide that guy, to say that the Mandarin is officially dead, to go back to not existing in the, at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Burn all the bridges.
See, yeah. But I remember watching it. It was an Iron Man. It was one of those where they made all the characters teenagers type deals.
Yeah.
But they had Iron Man, Pepper, and Rhodey as teenagers.
Yeah. And Iron Man Adventures or something like that.
Yeah. But, and also the kid that ended up being the Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid, his stepfather, was claiming to be the Mandarin because he had all 10 rings.
Yeah.
But because he wasn't genetically in the family line,
yeah,
he couldn't control the full power of the Ten Rings. So yes, he claimed to be the Mandarin, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
And then the kid got a hold of the Ten Rings, and he was genetically, so he actually became the Mandarin. And then in this version, the Mandarin ended up becoming the protector of Earth because he realized eventually that his role wasn't to take over the Earth, it was to protect the Earth.
That's cool. I could take. I am completely okay with
Samsonite. I was way off.
I mean, they put a manual in here, and
the Mandarin word for protect and rule, they look so much alike.
But what I mean is, I mean, they spent the whole series leading up towards this kid trying to dominate the Earth.
Yeah,
only to Shyamalan at the end,
right? And then. Is that an official thing? but when they got there, he had like the epitome that said, you know what? I'm not supposed to take over. I'm just supposed to protect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's what he ended up doing.
No, Shyamalan is trying to pull off a twist that fucking sucks.
Okay.
That's literally Shyamalan. That's what it,
yeah.
I'm going to Shyamalan all over
but
this
no,
place.
This was actually pretty cool the way they did it.
Yeah. It doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. But it's a cartoon, you know. I don't. Was it?
Honestly, you need to start watching some of these Netflix, the DC and Marvel cartoons, because some of them are actually better than some of the movies that were made.
I've watched a couple of them.
Planet Hulk's really fucking.
That's why I say if you watch any of the ones where Nathan Fillion is doing the voice of Green Lantern, you'll be like, "Son of a bitch, Pete's right. I see it. I can literally hear it and see it now."
Right. So, but yeah. Well, we didn't talk about the Mandarin.
Who? The Aldrich Killian?
Well, we're talking about the MCU here. We're talking about...
Yeah, Aldrich Killian.
We did talk about him.
Yeah, we did.
He's neutral.
We didn't cover Trevor Slattery. No, we didn't. Trevor Slattery.
We gave him drugs and he's good.
Yeah.
I think we've covered all the bad guys.
Yeah. The only one we didn't hit was Ronan, which is lawful evil.
Well,
no, chaotic evil. No, we did that.
No,
we did
Ronan. Yeah, it was chaotic.
Yeah, no, we've covered chaotic everybody. Evil. Yeah. It's in...
Okay.
We didn't do Ant-Man, but none of us have seen Ant-Man, so we can't make that. Yeah. I'm just saying none of us have seen it.
Let's do Fantastic Four, because that's fun.
No.
Well, fuck no, because you, then we would have to go off the old movies.
I don't even want to think about
it. Aren't them. Part of the...
I don't want to think about the new ones.
I haven't seen the new one. I have no interest in seeing
don't,
the new one.
I haven't either, and I don't
From everything that I've seen about the new one, it sucks worse balls than the old one.
I don't want to watch it. I just need to find... Need to find out why.
We need
for
to find, see if it's on torrent.
We could science. We could for research purposes only.
For the first 3 weeks, all you're going to need is cams. Right now, they're probably making the DVDs, which means it's usually a month and a half. You get a DVD quality.
Well, you know, I don't care if it's a cam or not.
Sometimes I do.
for this particular shitty movie, I'm not exactly worried about
what it's doing. No, I mean, even if it's a shitty movie, I hate it when, like, they're constantly doing that.
Right.
And it's like, no, nope, I appreciate your effort, but, well, nope, I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
Right, but it's been out for, what, 3 weeks now? I'm sure somebody's managed to get a relatively stable.
I'll look for it, but, eh.
Yeah.
I'm not paying to see that. Exactly. Piece of shit.
The first week or two.
I don't even want to give Redbox my money on it.
Yeah, as an experienced researcher, not that I would purposely watch torrents. That's illegal, folks. As an experienced researcher into this, I've found from other people that have viewed this that 2 weeks shitty cams, 3 weeks okay cams, 4 weeks is literally an okay cam, 6 weeks somebody stole a DVD from the right. from the master slave system and leaked it.
Right.
So you got a 6 week timeline is usually.
See, this is why I wish I would have done that second movie where I could have got my SAG card and I would have got the DVDs for all the movies coming out ahead of time.
Nice.
But I've only got one, so I'm fucked.
That's the thing. Off the timeline for production and DVD releases, they're literally making them as we speak.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. The DVDs, especially with those shitty sales,
they are going to try to push that out into DVDs ASAP. as quick as they can.
You can really tell,
make some money.
You can really tell how quickly they're trying to make movie on how fast it shows up on.
Oh yeah,
on HBO.
Yeah, those things are going to ship. They're going to ship in 2 months.
Because, I mean, there's movies showing up on HBO now that were released in theaters like 3 months ago.
Yeah. It'd be fun to talk to somebody.
Okay, well, that movie must have sucked.
It'd be fun to talk to somebody that works at the Walmart distribution centers and find out exactly when those DVDs walk in. We don't want one. We just want to know when they're there.
Hold on. I deliver to many, many, many Walmart.
We'll get some scuttlebutt. It'd be funny if, like, 3 weeks from now, they're like, yeah, we got, like, 9 pallets of DVDs in the other.
Hey, maybe one of those DVDs fell off the truck.
Yeah, the box got damaged. Can't sell it now.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
I bet you they can't do that. Do you know how many employees would be right. finding?
Have we covered the entire MCU?
Pretty much.
The MCU, yes. If you want to branch into the other.
No, just the MCU.
Because he's getting hungry, and we've been at this a while.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just
in the MCU Avengers universe and Guardians universe.
Right.
Yes.
Like I said at the beginning of this segment, this has been part two. Tune in tomorrow for part three of episode 10. We went damn near 8.5 hours. Sorry about that. See you tomorrow.